Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Give me what I want.
Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it.
Feel it
in your back, feel it in your spine,
feel it.
Feel it in your back, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it.
Feel it in your back,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it.
Feel it in your back,
feel it.
Feel it in your pussy.
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 Mike Q. partition, please.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to the sounds of DJ Mike.
Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Prop Miss J and come in to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oop, work. Study Sanaya cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Nice. Put up the boxes into me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! Ow! Roll up the partition now! Roll up the partition, please! Roll it up, roll it up for me. Lord, Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have patience, bitches, take your time. Take a hiatus, virgin moan. Whatever you gotta do it right. Skin and body like brrr cunt. Nose and cheeks like brrr cunt. Soft and feminine brrr cunt. Till everything about you is brrr cunt cunt. Skin and body like brrr. Nose and cheeks like brrr. Soft and feminine brrr cunt. Till everything about you is brrr cunt cunt. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see. See what I do. How I get cut to the CC. If he finds out, what would he think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please. Don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up or roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up or roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition.
It goes.
And
it goes,
I roll up the partition.
And it goes,
I roll up the partition.
And it goes,
I roll up the partition.
And it goes,
I roll up the partition.
And it goes,
I roll up the partition.
And it goes,
I roll up the partition.
And it goes,
I roll up the partition.
And it goes,
thank you.
And it goes, and it goes. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. This shit right here, I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. This shit right here, I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up.
Into the building, 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 into La 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 and throw.
Icon pioneer Larry Ebony presents the 24 karat gold ball. All gold everything. Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. Grand prize number one. Tag team performance. The Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic for $1,500. Grand prize number two. Open to all realness for $1,000. Grand prize number three, Fem Queen Face, the Battle of the Goddesses for $750. Mini grand number one, Butch Queen Senior versus Junior Sex Siren, Hercules versus Aries for $500. Mini grand number two, Tag Team Best Dressed, one male figure and one female figure for $500. Mini grand number three, J-Rock Ebony presents the Ultimate Catboy for $500 and many other cash prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. The icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony bringing you with 24 karat gold ball. All gold, everything. Texting with our bonding prosperity gets you in for free. For more information on Dallas Southern Pride events, contact J-Rock Ebony via Facebook under J-Rock Dupree or visit www.DallasSouthernPride.com for more details.
Legendary Mother Power Infinity, Icon Angel Milan, and Icon JoJo Ebony bring you the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, benefiting the Tampa Metro Wellness Center. Some of your cash categories include pageant gown for $200, open to all potluck virgin performance, Butch Queen's Up and Drags Realness for $100, Butch Queen Realness, Thug versus Pretty Boy versus Schoolboy, and your grand prize, open to all performance for $1,000. Again, that's the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, Sunday, August 24th. Your location, Sky Tampa, 1509 East 8th Avenue in Tampa, Florida. Your host and MC, the Icon Jack Mizrahi. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated August 24th.
The Privileged One, Donye 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball, Saturday, July 26th, during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters versus Sisters, two trophies and one winner, no as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win both Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to walk for the 3,000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for Streetwear, and $250 for Female Figure Face. That's the Privileged One, Donye 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th and $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the Icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th or contact Donye, the Privileged One, on Facebook.
D-Up, Clash of the Champions 6 presents Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Free Ball, Saturday, July 19th. In Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500.
Listen, let me tell you a story. Picture this. Richmond, Virginia, June 14th, 2014.
12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, hosted by Father Ant Long Zan and Father Bam Bam Ebony. June 14th, 2014. Over $10,000 in cash. $1,000 best dress. $1,000 Butch Queen runway. All-American versus European. $1,000 open to all perfect 10. $1,000 Femme Queen face. And $1,000 Femme Queen performance. $500 performance. $500 legendary performance. $500 legendary runway. $500 Butch Queen sex battle. $500 twister. $500 legendary realness. $500 Butch Queen and drag. Face. Your DJ for the evening. The Elite Beat Maestro. The legendary. Von Allure. Your commentators, the iconic Jack, Selvin, Miss Ryan, and legendary Kevin, JC Prodigy. $30 all night. The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, Richmond. We will see you June 14th, 2014.
You thinking of paying it?
Forget about it.
D-Up, Clash of the Champions 6 presents Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Free ball. Saturday, July 19th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Other grand prizes include $1,000 for Butch Queen Trilogy. $1,000 for Butch Queen All-American versus European Runway. 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen performance. 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen realness. 750 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme. $500 for Open to All Best Dress. $500 for Open to All Face. 250 for Butch Queen Sex Siren. And $200 for Butch Queen Executive versus Thug Realness. Again, that's the D-Up Clash of the Champions 6. Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Saturday, July 19th. Location, Chancellor's Ballroom at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Tables on sale now. 150, house seated in the order in which you pay. Your commentators include the icons Jack Mizrahi and Jay Blahnik. For more information, contact Father Hypnotic Blahnik at 704-231-6904. Or visit Facebook's event page dated for July 19th. Also visit www.statusboys.com for more information.
The Privileged One. Donye 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball. Saturday, July 26th, during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters versus Sisters. Two trophies and one winner. No as a house. If you... The Privileged... This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/Tenzer Chops for your free one book download and 30-day trial membership.
Jiggy, baby, you ready for Big Daddy?
How do you want it?
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tens of Chops Ballroom Recap, number one show, the only show. It'll give you all the details about the balls and everything that happened over the weekend. I am the overall father, Rodney Prodigy. We have Switchboard here with this evening. Kelly's running a little late. Switchboard, could you bring on Marcus and Michi if you can? What's up? Hello, Marcus. What's going on? What's going on with you?
Nothing. Just sitting here, you know, kind of gagging with the Vogue nights of canned food.
Yeah,
the one night
that.
I decided to stay.
I thought I said I must have had a
friend. Stand to the side as I introduce to you the future icon, the queen herself, legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens?
Hey, Kelly, I'm going to put you on mute. I'll be right back.
What'd you say?
I'll put you on mute. I'll be right back.
Okay. What's going on, boys and queens? We're live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history. But you definitely get all information in ballroom all the time, honey. We're here to recap all the madness and all the drama that happened this weekend here in New York City at the Icon's birthday ball, honey. It was a lot of mess, honey. It was a lot of piss. It was a lot of slice, man. It was a lot of nice, man, honey. And we're definitely here to give it to y'all, honey. Oh, my God, honey. What's T-Mark is?
You are so disrespectful. But congratulations on your win.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, honey. Yes, honey. So I want to be honest with you, honey. I definitely got to give a shout out, honey. Oh, hold on. Okay. Oh, what you call it? Can you, Jason, can you please bring Alexis on for me, please? Because y'all don't think, I would definitely thank Jason. Oh, thank you. I definitely want to thank Jason for definitely starting the show, honey, and definitely, you know, running the switchboard for me tonight. Because I was running late. So I do want to thank Jason for definitely helping me out, because, baby, honey, I don't know where my sister at this day. I text her earlier, and I ain't getting no response from her.
Alexis, you're on.
Alexis?
Hold on, Kelly.
Okay.
Yes, Kelly, is that you with all the people in the background, Kelly?
Oh, yeah, that's me with all the people in the background. Hold on 1 minute. Hold on, I'm going to mute my phone.
Well, how are you going to mute your phone, Kelly?
I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back and forth. I'm going to come back and forth with y'all.
Oh, okay.
I'm eating this McDouble with this mac sauce right now. It is so good, baby.
Yeah, she screwed me up.
You're running late and you come back eat on the show eating. We're all in the background.
I'm sorry, baby, honey. We were discussing pandemonium, honey. I'm sorry.
No. Okay.
What?
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about last night.
No, we were discussing pandemonium. And don't forget, everybody, next weekend in Richmond, Virginia, it is definitely the Virginia Awards Ball. It's definitely going down in Richmond, Virginia, honey. They're giving away over $10,000 in cash and trophies and this thing. Definitely go out and support the Virginia Awards Ball, honey. It's been a minute since they had a ball of this magnitude in Virginia. So definitely do go out and support Virginia. So Alexis said, hold on. So Rodney, give us your recap of the weekend, Rodney, from Club XL on to the Rumble, honey.
Well, I must say, this is actually my first time in a few years coming to New York and just actually hanging out and doing the club and doing everything. So I got there Saturday, checked in, met up with, shout out to Tree Chanel, met up with Tree, went to BBQ's, got us some drinks. Went back to his hotel, had more drinks, so big shout out to Tree for that. And then he fell asleep. He didn't make it to the club, so I left. And then went and got dressed and went to Club XL. Shout out that noise.
Oh, sorry, I was crumbling up the wrapper. Sorry.
This is kind of your motherfucking fat
ass.
No, you can't hear it. That's so.
Oh my God! And phone.
They call him Ichi.
What?
So nasty. So rude.
Okay.
Come on, Esther.
Alexa, shut up, because nobody say nothing when you be eating your plate, you be eating your big bowl of food.
Girl, shut the fuck up, bitch.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So I got to the club. I was in line for a minute. The people saw me.
Oh, Mark.
Kelly, get the phone. Thank you.
Jesus.
You bitch.
Got on in the club. They saw me in line, of course. They got me out of line, brought me on in, got my little VIP. This was the food. Okay, I'm going to try to continue again. So I got in, and I went over, and I noticed it was at the VIP booth because it was Matt Chanel's birthday, it was Jack's birthday, and also Milan and Yusuf and Rico and just everybody was definitely in the club. Shanice, Trishay, it was like, you know, just a popular night at the club. So we went to the VIP over by Jack's booth and got me something to drink, and I waited around. Then Milan came in, and then I saw Alexis and Kelly and Matt and Rock, and I mean, it was everybody was just in there. We just was having a good time, going from VIP section to VIP section, drinking, chilling, having a good time. They was doing their thing, making the snow. You know, I was just drinking. Saw Andre, he's sitting there drinking his orange juice. And, you know, we just had I had a good time at the club. Then the Beckhams came in. I mean, everybody was just in the building. XL, definitely, you don't owe me anything. I had a great time. Then Sunday, Aladdin, happy birthday, Aladdin, again. Had a little gathering at Alexis' house, a nice spread prepared by Yo-Yo Milan. We had drinks, food, fellowship, definitely a great time. Mixing with the houses at Ebony, Chanel, Prodigies, Milan's. We were just there, you know, having a good time, mingling with each other. Then went back to the hotel, got dressed for the Rumble, went to the Rumble, had a good time with the team performance battles. They definitely excited me, definitely had me up. Definitely big shout out to all the teams that did participate. Everybody definitely was came to play. Everybody definitely came to play. So big shout out to all the teams that participated. And sorry that you, the black team and the Butch Queen and Drag team, they were in the finals, but due to an unfortunate incident, they had to shut the ball down. They gave us extra time already, but due to an incident that happened, they had to shut it down. And they were supposed to finish the final battle tonight, but unfortunately, Vogue Nights was canceled. So I don't know the situation or circumstances with that as well. So big shout out to everything. And I came back home, and I'm at work, and it is what it is. I had a good time. Thank you, New York. All right. Alexis, can you talk about your weekend? Alexis? Marcus?
Yes, sir.
Okay. When did you squirt into New York?
Hold on, what did you say? You said squirt?
Yes.
I got to New York on Saturday around 11:30 a.m.
Oh.
I checked in promptly. They were very accommodating. The rooms was ready. Didn't really do much. Actually took a nap all day and slept and relaxed so I could be prepared to go to the Rumble. Went to BBQ's. You know, got me some takeout. And then came and, you know, went to the ball, and it was what it was.
Okay. Alexis?
This weekend was just a long weekend. Saturday, I went out to Club XL to party with all the Geminis. And, of course, like Ronnie said, Club XL don't owe me nothing. That was the first time I went. And I think I laid down about 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. after a long night of purging and washing my hands. Sunday, people were looking for me. I was in the bed, sleep till about 7:30. Then Rodney and Elle came over. They brought the food and drinks. I would have got back in my bed, and I don't even know what time people left because I had went to sleep. I was tired. This weekend, New York didn't owe me a damn thing, and it'll be another couple of years before I come out again because I can't do it too often.
New York definitely. I definitely had an overall good time. And also, I did a little bit of shopping while I was there. Thank you, New York, for being hospitable and being, you know, appreciative of the bigger guys, because I definitely had, you know, some nicer style, nicer things for the big guys that like fashion. So I definitely had a good time in New York.
You have an incoming call.
We'll take this caller.
917-617.
917-617,
what's up?
One more time, Mitchie.
They gone.
917-617.
They gone. I'm only doing it twice.
Okay.
Let me make this announcement right fast. Let me explain something to the kittens. And I think somebody has said this before. If you do not have enough money in your budget to party, please stay in your wage lane, okay? Every time you go out, every time you look up, they're always in your bag. Miss Think, if you can't afford it.
Who was in your bag, sister? Who was all up in your bag, sister?
It just was so much like, you know, it's sad when you got to hide and do your own drugs because bitches always got their nose flaring up, their nostrils wide open. Bitch,
who was in your bag, sister?
She said it's just a general
bag lady who was in your bag.
Just a public service announcement.
You have an incoming call.
818-605.
Hello?
818-605.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Hey, how are you, darling?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great.
Oh, we are blessed.
Did you participate in anything this weekend?
I just have a quick question. I was just reading something online where something that took place out there in New York this weekend where someone had gotten kissed through on them. I just want to know, the bitch who did that, is the bitch dead? That's what I want to know.
It was a fierce situation, darling. So you got fierce results. It was a fierce situation. You got fierce results.
Well, Mama, we was working our way up to that because we know that's going to be the pinnacle of the night. We were trying to discuss everything.
Tell me.
We'll get to that part of the show. But we got an icon by your name. And as soon as we get to that part of the show, when the girls is pissing on the girls, we're going to come to you. Okay. But let me tell y'all something, bitch, okay? I didn't do anything on Friday night. I want to thank everybody for all the birthday shout-outs and everything that I got on Facebook and on Instagram and everything. But I didn't do anything on Friday night. But when I tell you, I'm going to be honest, I don't know how Rodney and all of y'all in the cocktails, I don't know how y'all drink the way y'all drink. because I woke up on Sunday morning, bitch, and I thought I had a slight stroke, bitch, okay? Because, bitch, the whole right side of my motherfucking body, I had a headache, and it was just numb, bitch. They was pouring motherfucking shots in my mouth and everything and crazy, Miss Thing. It was a blizzard in the club, Miss Thing. It was so hot, but the blizzard came through, Miss Thing, girl. The girls had all types of new motherfucking toys and everything.
Yeah, shout out to the liquid marijuana.
Miss Thing, the girls had all types of new things. Miss Thing, I smoked weed and everything this weekend and everything. I fucking, bitch. XL, I got my life in XL, bitch. The let out was about an hour and a half outside the club. Me and Alexis found us a cop car, honey, and we leaned on that cop car like these bitches need to hurry up. Okay. We enjoyed ourselves, Miss Day. I really enjoyed myself. I want to thank everybody for everything that they did for me for my birthday. I enjoyed myself on Saturday night, Miss. Sunday at the ball, it was what it was, Miss Day. I really didn't get picked. I didn't really get picked up until the teams came out. When the teams came out, that's when I really got picked up, you know, when the teams came out. That's when I got my life. But they didn't get a chance. They didn't get a chance to battle and everything, Miss Day. But those big girls did not play with those little girls, Miss Day.
No, they didn't.
They did not play with Naima Mughlaia's team, Miss Day. Those big girls was not having it. They said, bitch, we came, bitch, and we're going to show y'all, bitch, why we are big girls, and we here to motherfucking perform, and they motherfucking perform. I'm so mad that, you know, we didn't get a chance to, for the category to finish tonight because stupidness, and I'm going to say stupidness, from my sister and my daughter, bitch, did some stupid shit last night at the club. And so because the ball was supposed to be over at 4:30 last night, and they extended Jack's time to finish the ball, and then the four police cars, the ambulance, and the slicing and the pissing and everything, that's why we're not at Vogue Nights tonight finishing the category because of the girls did this stuff, and so the club was not allowed to open tonight. So, but that I enjoyed everything. Michi, give you a recap because you was here.
I mean, I had fun in New York. I mean, I got there on Sunday afternoon and was running around trying to hit it up Alexis, of course. The bitch never responds on a timely manner. But, however, you know, I had fun and hung out with Diego and, you know, my best friend, Bam, and, you know, just everyone. Shopping and seeing the cities. We got ready for the ball. And the ball was actually, I had fun at the ball. I mean, I expected it. The crowd-wise, it was a nice crowd, but I expected a more packed-out crowd. But it was still a nice crowd.
Oh, no.
And it was,
no, that was a... Girl, baby, if you've been to the couple ones that was a couple of months ago, girl, you would have gagged, honey. Okay,
it got more packed when at the end, closer to the end. The girls just came late.
Right.
Right, because he was going to be on at 3 o'clock. 4 o'clock time, regardless of anything. They know that the ball's going to start late, going to be over late. So I'd be at 3 o'clock and play.
Because, bitch, if you would have came 2 months ago, Michi, you would have been like, girl, why did I even come from L.A. for this shit?
But, I mean, I had fun. It was a lot of energy on the floor, and everyone really came out to walk and battle down. The big girls team got me the fuck up with her production when she said, you want to see a big girl go from 400 pounds to 100 and something? And she started doing that hand performance and started going off. I said, yes, God. They was getting me up.
Mm-hmm. But before we really go.
I know you was a Revlon, but he really, really, really.
Jackie O is her name.
Jackie O Revlon?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She ate it.
And
she did eat it.
And look. You're welcome again, Boogie. I love you. You're welcome again, Insider.
But before we go into that, it seems like the Fashion Assassins really had an eventful weekend. They made the weekend really hot with their post. Rodney, would you like to tell us?
I will talk about that a little bit. I mean, are we going to talk about the ball and stuff first before we go into all the other sides?
You don't have a private caller. I'm not sure if it's Laura. So do you want me to?
You can put the private caller on. No.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Hey yo, I was just listening or whatever. This is Laura.
You ain't just listening, bitch. You stay right there, bitch. Cause girl, honey, you want to be having my motherfucking phone, bitch, going off, bitch, girl, after, you know, I was trying to recuperate this day, girl, and you just like to start posting shit, bitch, got my motherfucking phone, keep ringing this shit all motherfucking morning long and shit, bitch, okay?
Well, Taylor, you trying to make it seem like you was a highlight of the ball, girl. You want them Cream Wellness by default, bitch.
Oh.
How did I win by default?
Girl, it was your birthday.
Oh, shit. So that's the only reason I won because it was my birthday?
No, hold up, no. I will say it probably wasn't by default, even though, you know, no shade. But Kelly gave you old school New York Banji cunt in the motherfucking Bronx with some stone with a stone wash overall jumper on with the one strap hanging off, bitch, like one 1987 Banji cheap cunt in the Bronx.
I love Kelly down, but it's no shade. Kelly did deserve to win because there was only two late girls up there anyway. Them two
you don't know, Laura, you're not going to sit here mistaken. Every time Denise walks, you're not going to sit here and bash that lady. Don't do that.
Girl, but no, Kelly know when to walk. That's the shade because she knew that last part of that panel, she knew she had the last four or five votes. That's why she walked that ball.
No, actually.
She had her daughter on the end of the panel. I mean, she had all them votes over there. She knew she was
walking
that function,
Laura, I'm gonna be honest with you, Laura. I didn't come to walk, bitch, okay? I went around the corner to the way after they called the judges out, I went around the corner to the Wayne Reed and sold me like the $50 bottle of body splash and thank God is they got in this new set and I came by to walk, mistake, after they called the judges out, mistake.
I knew it.
Oh, so you went and got your gift real quick and came back to walk.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I went and got my gift after they called out all the judges, and I knew Ashley wasn't on the panel, Miss Say, because I didn't want to have to smack a bitch last night. Okay. Bitch. But we can break down some of the categories, bitch. What I tell you, let me tell you something. Baby, the Mugler, you know they got these little things coming up, but baby, that motherfucking pretty boy, bitch, that one with the dreads, baby mama, I don't know where they found him at, baby, but he is motherfucking pretty,
yeah.
Baby, okay? That motherfucking boy is everything. I don't even know his name or anything, but bitch, he is everything, bitch. He turned that
who?
The Mugler pretty boy realness.
Oh, that's the new. That is the new Mugler child. I met him last night outside with Bart and all them. He's from Greensboro, North Carolina. I'll keep you girls updated on more as I continue to get the information.
As you continue to get his number.
Baby, that thing is over. It is no shame. But no, I would want him. He's really, really, really young. No. Yes.
Are you missing?
He's not really, really young. You're just really, really old, bitch.
Oh,
you
shit.
Say what?
You know, they fight.
I had some real personal time with the doctor on Sunday.
Okay, hold on. Someone was asking.
They said, Marcus said, he's not pretty, pretty young. You're just pretty, pretty old.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Little girl.
Johnny,
you know we said, bitch. Stop acting like you ain't hearing what he said, bitch.
To fuck you up.
Bitch, like I motherfucking said, what the fuck was said?
I said what I said.
Okay, performance. The first category of the night was couture performance.
Work, Rocky.
I definitely got to give a shout out to my.
He should not have.
My son should have won.
Rocky was going off. It's no mother grand prize. Rocky Ebony next. Give your shout out, Kelly. Let's keep this moving.
I gotta give a shout out to my son Jordan Mizrahi. He has been walking since he was 16 years old, Miss Dang, and he finally found the category that was fit for him, bitch. And last night was his first time ever walking a major ball, Miss Dang, bitch, and he turned that the fuck out.
He did really good. He did really good. I really enjoyed him.
He did really good.
I enjoyed him. However, congratulations, Rocky Ebony. Now, what was our next category we were talking about?
He gave us old school soft and cut performance like back in the days with Taifa and all the legendary girls. He turns out the
Bitch, fuck your life. E-B-O-N-Y-E-E. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Michi, they're asking that you stop your phone. You're too loud.
Yeah, Michi, you are very loud.
Right, you're giving like you had a bad bag.
Your name sounds like right now you're giving very Becky.
Oh, shit.
Buckle up, Becky. Buckle up, Becky, okay.
Did Marcus say it sounded like you had a bad bag?
Yes.
Yeah, that bitch tried it. Bitch, I had no bag.
So what
freeze down, though.
What was the next category after performance?
Wasn't it the team best dress?
No. Yeah, it was the team best dress. Nobody walked that category. And then it was the bonus category.
Still Queen Face.
Butch Queen
of the Crown Face was the second category.
Oh, it was the second category? Yeah, it was. Who background is that?
Yours.
That's not mine.
No, that's not my background. Because I hear it, so that's not my background. The next category was the face category, Miss Tay. We got to give a grand prize.
Courtney.
To the big cookie herself, Courtney Balenciaga, Miss Tay. And then,
yeah, congratulations.
That since we got Michi, on the phone.
Here we go.
And he wanted to be giving so much to, you know, the EBONY.
Congratulations to Butch Queen and Drag Space. Thanks.
Alexis. Where's Miss Alexis at?
She's here.
Since
Miss Alexis going to keep
Miss
it
Alexis,
the fuck cute.
Miss Alexis had a question, Miss Day.
She don't have no question.
Wanted to know who was that giraffe.
She don't have no question.
She wanted to know who was that giraffe from the House of Ebony that walked.
We didn't have any giraffes. We had a Butch Queen of Drag face that walked.
Yeah, her name is Turtleneck Ebony.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Let me say this. I thought it was Fem Queen. That's why I asked the question. I didn't know she was.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know it was open to all.
She walked. And a panel of judges gave her 10. So what does it matter? Thanks. It don't matter. It was her 10.
Then let
Kelly win Fifth Queen Realness. This what you mean.
Okay. No the fuck. Why y'all not?
Okay. So, well, grand prize went to the...
And congratulations to the Butch Queen Face, Onyx Ebony. Thanks.
Oh, we didn't get to that.
Girl, this is not Pub Your House Night, girl. Can you please calm down?
Y'all call your house.
Much.
She always want to pull her house.
Okay, while y'all calming Meechie down, y'all have another caller. 240-581.
I didn't even press 1.
I did.
Naima.
Oh, shit.
Naima, what's going on?
Your hand is up, so press 1. Take your hand down.
Oh, no, we're just taking over the line.
Who the fuck is Turtleneck Ebony?
I got a red phone text, and they said, tell Michi to tell that Ebony girl to stop stealing all Naima Mughalia moves.
The
Vogue femme.
The one who won last night?
Yeah.
That's
her
daughter,
though.
That's
her daughter.
That's Sandra's daughter, so,
you know, she practiced
Sandra, so.
Oh, well,
yeah,
that just came through the red phone, honey. So,
hello? Excuse me. I'm sorry. I do have on the phone the overall overseer, the uncle of all, uncles of ballroom, Uncle Mike Haynes Ebony on the line.
Wow.
This is Storm. This is Ebony Storm.
What is this, the Ebony takeover tonight?
Uncle Mike.
Yes, what's up?
I'm getting nervous, Mister. We got Uncle Mike. We got Uncle Mike on the line. We got Naima. We got Dexter, bitch. We got me.
Oh, be mindful of the purges.
Well, hold on.
Next caller. Your next caller is 973-573.
973-573, you're live on the air.
That's true. They're gone.
Okay, they're gone. Honey, I'm getting nervous, honey. We got all these empties on the line, honey. I'm getting scared. Bitch.
Why you nervous?
I'm just following protocol because there was a post made that any questions regarding the House of Ebony should be addressed to either Uncle Mike Haynes Ebony or Dorian Stewart Ebony. So So I'm just following protocol. There were some questions, so I just want y'all to get your answer.
Okay, the next category was what's sweet up and drag real is. I don't know what house the young lady was in that was the what's sweet up and drag realness. The next category is when everybody's done talking and stuff, you know. Honey, we can get back to the madness.
That sound like Dexter's phone.
Cause I don't get my phone. I got my background together with my 30 kids. The next category after Butch Queen Up and Drag Realness was Femme Queen Realness. Nobody Walks Femme Queen Realness. The next category after Femme Queen Realness was Big Girls Realness. Grand prize went to myself.
Denise is funny.
You said what?
That was a stunt.
Needless to say.
Okay. Why wasn't it a stunt?
Actually, not necessarily.
Why wasn't it a stunt, Miss Alexis? You wasn't out.
I was in my bed recovering from Saturday. It would have been the same thing
that happened last night would have been the same thing if you wasn't in your bed.
I have a question. Do they allow women to chew gum when they walk in real near?
I know they don't let Butch Queens do it.
Yeah.
That's cunt, though, yeah.
Yeah, that's Benji cunt.
No, they weren't giving a Benji cunt look. They was chewing gum like a horse.
No, I mean, that's true.
Females are more
likely to be chewing gum and different stuff like that anyway. Just like when people talk about the makeup and I see that women wiping their faces, I'm like, well, makeup is made for women, so why are you saying wash face? What is that?
That's so rude and so nasty.
Well, we all know everybody can't walk wash face, and let's just be real.
Oh, you can talk about the fat and thin child then, the other one, not Denise, the other one that was smacking that gun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She gave you very I'm home, relaxing, chill type, so I can smack my gun. There was a few bushmen that were smacking gun too, but, you know.
Honey,
and the girls were trying to cheat Jack out their gifts. Whoever that third
commentator was, I don't want to call her off brand, but she was talking about people turned in gifts and they did not turn in gifts. I was looking. You got cheated out some gifts, Jack.
Oh, shit.
Marcus,
we're
not talking about the enemies on the show. I didn't see no enemies.
I definitely saw a few other people.
The other commentator, his name, I think he is Snooki Ebony, right?
Yeah.
She's
terrible. What happened?
And you got put out.
Yeah, they got rid of
it.
Y'all didn't feel like they was arguing over who was going to chant between Cassandra, Memphis, and him?
And that's why the girl was off beat last night.
They all sounded horrible.
Hold on, mind you, a lot of people had Kevin on their production already chanting, so there was no need for a chant.
Right.
Can we just go ahead and get to the madness? I need to talk about Japanese.
They all sound better than me, man.
Okay.
He's retired. He went out gracefully.
Okay, well, we got him in the morning with a lot of people. Okay, well, baby, you know what, bitch? We're not gonna continue to motherfucking do this this recap, Miss Day Girl. The highlight of the ball, Miss Day, when they didn't get to finish it, was going to be the teams, Miss Day. We know what everybody is here for and what everybody wants to know, Miss Day Girl. So let's get to the motherfucking madness and let's get to the drama, Miss Day, okay? A couple of years ago, a queen was baptized with a drink, Miss Day, by the icon Jack Mizrahi, Miss Day. Last night, the legendary Danielle icon, Miss Day, baptized Mother Erica motherfucking Khan with her motherfucking new woman pussy motherfucking urine, Miss Day.
That's so nasty.
So nasty.
So rude.
Okay. So, okay, this whole situation, like I told all of them, and I don't get involved in this situation because this situation here stems from a situation with Erica, who is my daughter, and with Bree Blanco, who is my sister. I don't get involved in the situation. I stay neutral in the situation because one is my child, one is my daughter. But like I told them, you girls sit here and y'all work so hard to take and get all of this work and get these sex changes and get all of these things done to run around here and be fighting over a motherfucking witch queen that can't even afford to buy you motherfucking bitches the shoes or the glasses or the bags that y'all motherfucking carry. And it's ridiculous, okay? Everybody is getting involved in this situation that has nothing to do with them because everybody wants to defend Kiana because that's their sister, Miss Thing, okay? This situation is between Erica and motherfucking Kiana. Erica and Kiana Reeves on Facebook and go at it, Miss Thing.
Oh, that's right.
Kiana's sisters come and they want to read Erica and Erica reads them and they read back and forth, Miss Day, and then the girls wants to come and they want to attack Erica. I love all of the girls now because all the girls and my daughter, but I think that it's ridiculous and everybody needs to mind their business, and whatever happens between Kiana and Erica when they finally do have is what no. So Erica said last night, she's tired of the motherfucking girls thinking that they're going to run up on her, and last night was the last night that somebody was going to run up on her. Danielle went over to her, and Danielle punched her in her mouth, Miss Thing, and Erica paid it, Miss Thing, that she punched her in her mouth. Erica went outside to leave. Danielle was outside waiting for her. They said she pissed in a motherfucking Starbucks cup, Miss Thing, threw the piss on Erica, and Erica cut her on her shoulder with the blade.
Wait one motherfucking minute. You said what happened now, Kelly?
They said motherfucking Danielle, when security escorted her outside.
Back up. Stop with this punch in the face situation.
She punched Erica in the face. They separated them after she punched Erica in the face. And Erica said last night was the last night that one of these bitches was going to run up on her and put their hands on her. Okay? They took Danielle outside. Erica was still outside. Jack told them he wanted them both out the club, Miss Thing. Everybody was still inside the club. Jack told them he wanted them both out the club. They escorted Danielle out first. Jack seen that Erica was still in there. He asked for her to be escorted out. By this time, Danielle was already outside. They said she got a Starbucks cup, Miss Thing. She took the Starbucks cup, and she baptized Erica with the piss when Erica came out the club. And Erica and that was the whole situation.
Ain't no way in hell.
Yes, and that was the gist. And I was just gagging. And so that's why we're not at Vogue Night tonight. It's because of all that whole situation. So if anybody's out there and y'all wanna give an opinion on the situation, feel free to definitely press 1, honey, and we could definitely talk about this situation and you know how you feel about it.
You have an incoming call.
I'm sure.
256-794.
296-794.
It turns me on and pleases me too. You're going to say like what? Uh-huh. So I'm typing my phone's bucket response. He types back. Well, you can do it this time, but no more.
Okay, we're not doing that. So let me go down the list, Miss Thang. I'm gonna start from the top to the bottom. Marcus, how would you have reacted if somebody threw piss on you, Marcus? Marcus? Okay, I don't know where Marcus at. Michi?
Well, that was your answer right there. Nothing at all.
Yeah.
Oh, Naima, wait. Did y'all catch what she just said?
That was her answer, nothing.
Who got an A1?
Michi, what did Michi say?
Huh? I didn't respond yet.
Okay, Michi, how would you have reacted if somebody threw pissed on you?
She would have got more than her shoulder sliced if I had a blade in my hand.
Okay.
You threw your piss on me, your urine.
Alexis.
That's nasty as fuck.
I don't know what I would have done, because for somebody to spit on you is always disrespectful enough. But for a bitch to take the time to piss in a cup and throw it on you, bitch, you're not responsible for what happens after that. It's no shame. And I don't see how people can defend say that she was wrong for cutting her. Like, bitch, you threw piss on somebody. Like, how can you defend that?
Okay, Rodney.
I'm here.
Okay.
If somebody did that to me, I think probably would be still going at it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody would have to go somewhere. That's just ridiculous.
Laura, if the girls would have baptized you.
Girl, it wouldn't even get to the baptism part, because once in the thing would have hit me, Miss Thing, I would have wore her out already. So we wouldn't even get to the baptism. She would have been drugged up out that club and knocked the fuck out. Second of all, that whole baptism thing, I don't see how she just cut her on her shoulder and that was it. Miss Thing, she should have drugged her down that motherfucking street and wore her all the way to the pier.
Right.
And threw her in the motherfucking leg and then pissed on her. Miss Thing, bitch, I would have fucked her. I wish a bitch would. I promise I wish a bitch would. I was just saying, faggots got chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis. I mean, come on. And y'all bitches in there just pissing in the cup and then they just probably watching through everything else. Boy, that's nasty, bitch. That is so nasty.
Naima?
Well, I would have said similar to what Laura has said, as far as we wouldn't even have made it to the piss episode, because once you came up to me in the club and you hit me in my mouth or my face or whatever it may be, bitch, we would have tore like two pieces of jail trade over in the corner. And, you know, and then if she still wanted to dance even after the fact, outside or whatever, like, then we would have tore it again. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, he's still a man with a bad snatch.
Oh!
Well, Jack said, this is what happens when men who say good sex, they still want to act like men. Now, that's what the icon Jack McCarthy said.
I'm not, bitch. I'm not with y'all. Y'all quoted Jack, honey. I'm not.
It's no shade, Kelly. You gotta look at the situation. I mean, look at Danielle. I mean, she ain't got nothing to live for, but she probably got everything to die for.
Oh.
So I mean, you know,
has Danielle ever done anything?
Well, I can't hear nothing that nobody's saying, because somebody's background is Cam.
Danielle ever done anything to hurt your feelings?
Kelly. You gotta mute whoever that is.
Rodney, huh? Press 1 when you want to be unmuted.
Now, what you say? What you say?
Has Danielle ever done anything to hurt you? Because you just are not having it with her tonight.
She ain't got to do nothing to hurt somebody. She did it to herself. Have you seen her body, bitch?
Hold on, y'all. We got to call her.
Yep.
Hold on, we got to call her 678-993. Yep. You're live on the air.
I have a question. How did she aim that Popeye straight to piss in the cup?
I'm not what you did for me. I'm not.
Isn't one of them eyes dead? I mean, this, or is it cockeyed? Because how did he strike the piss in the cup?
Well, baby, she managed to piss in the cup. But let me, my thing, baby, is, let me tell you something. My grandmother always said the worst thing you could do is invite somebody underneath your clothes or spit on them. I think throwing urine on somebody is disgusting. Mistake, bitch. I love Danielle down, and that's my sister, and I love her down. But if I was in that situation, mistake, bitch, I'd have cut that bitch too short to motherfucker. It's no motherfucking shade, Miss A, bitch. It's no shade, Miss A, and I'm being honest and say, girl, she would have had something on her face to remember me by, Miss A, girl, bitch, because you doing your motherfucking urine, Miss A. That is bodily functions, Miss A, that has no business being on nobody, Miss A, unless they're paying you for it, Miss A, because it's a nasty-ass client, Miss A, girl, okay? That's supposed to be on a client, Miss A, or in the motherfucking... Okay, and that's just my opinion on the situation, Miss Day. But
Kelly, don't forget, when you cut her too short to shit, don't forget to tooth in the slice either.
Because I just like Miss Day, and I'm gonna be honest with them, and I hope that they all listen to this show or download this show, Miss Day, girl. One thing I need to let them know, Miss Day, because I see posts and statuses and everything that went up today, and the girls want to pick Erica's address on Facebook and say they know where she lives at. They know where she lives at in Brooklyn, Miss Day, and they're going to her house, Miss Day, girl. I advise anybody, Miss Day, that's going to do anything to anybody, Miss Day, or cause bodily harm to somebody, Miss Day, that you wait until you see them outside, Miss Day, girl. If you go to somebody's house, Miss Day, you will be an asshole to go to somebody's house, Miss Day. Because trust and believe, bitch, if you come to my motherfucking house, Miss Day, girl, whoever that background is, they need to fix their background. Okay. Baby, who background is that? Miss A, if you come to my motherfucking house, Miss A, I'm going to buzz you in, Miss A. I'm going to open the motherfucking door, bitch, and I'm going to drag you in my apartment, bitch. And then while I'm fucking you up, Miss A, one of my girlfriends is going to be calling the motherfucking cops. You come to my motherfucking house. Okay? So I advise a bitch. Y'all all know where she lives at, like I said, bitch. Don't go to no bitch house, Miss A, because you'll be a fool to go to a bitch motherfucking house, Miss A, bitch, especially when your motherfucking identification and all types of shit is not from the state of New York, Miss A, bitch, okay?
Can I ask this question, Kelly? Why is everybody attacking her, though? A lot of girls have been attacking her over the last couple of months.
They're attacking her because all of these girls, all of the girls, Danielle,
Aaliyah,
and all of them, is Bree Blanco. Those are her sisters, okay?
Right,
when Erica makes her subliminal post, Bree knows that she's talking about her, okay? And then Bree goes on the post, and her and Erica go underneath the post, okay?
Right.
So Aaliyah, Danielle's, and everybody else, they come underneath the post, and they're defending Bree Blanco, which they should, because that's her sister. But when Erica comes and starts... and saying what she's going to do to y'all and all types of things, and say, y'all can't get mad because y'all come in here and y'all kind of battle. Okay, y'all can't get mad because this girl is reading and all types of things. This girl, Erica, done been with this boy for motherfucking going on 5 motherfucking years, bitch. He done cheated on her and did all types of motherfucking shit to her, and they still been the motherfucking together, back and forth together, Miss Day, and all types of motherfucking shit, okay?
Kelly, is this the same boy that when he get mad with
the same one that posted on negative pictures and everything. At the end of the day, Miss Thing, girl, I've told Erica to leave him alone, Miss Thing. I told my sister Bree Blanco to leave him alone. He's a motherfucking faggot, Miss Thing, that can't even buy these bitches a pair of Aldo motherfucking shoes if they was wearing Aldo motherfucking shoes.
Ooh.
Okay,
girl,
these motherfuckers
only $80.
Yeah, these bitches wear Christian Louboutins and Versace and all types of shit. He can't even do none of that for none of them. Okay?
So this is what they fighting about?
Yes.
Like, you think you're on the face for that? I don't know, man.
Yes. This is what all of this is going on about, and it's been going on for about a year and a half, and it's getting fucking ridiculous. Y'all don't pay.
He must have got some good dick.
Y'all don't pay. The dick ain't that good, Miss Thang girls. One of my girlfriends told me that had him, Miss Thang.
Wait, so he got bad dick, so his dick is terrible, and he ain't got no money?
Okay.
Oh, no, ma'am. Good night.
Okay.
Adios,
okay.
Buddy.
I don't told all of them, Miss Thang. Y'all don't pay all this money to get all of this work and enhance y'all bodies and all of this shit, and y'all want to be out here fighting and arguing shit. Now Danielle got a motherfucking cut on her motherfucking back, Miss Thang girl, and all types of motherfucking bullshit. For what?
But wait a minute, can I say something to when you had just said that she that the girls pay a whole lot of money? Now I don't know what kind of money that Danielle pays. The money that Erica pays, you know, to me I feel like Erica did it right, but I don't know what witch doctor that Danielle went to. Okay, so
seem like she wanna fight this.
Now, Eva, why do you gotta get Danielle?
See,
because
not just
he had tried me a long time ago, a couple
see,
years ago, but he forgot
that.
About it.
I can't.
Can I ask Kelly a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Why, if you got a pussy, is you still fucking Butch Queens anyway? I don't understand. What do you need the pussy for if you still want to argue and fight over a Butch Queen?
Well, Tiffany,
because the
hello?
Trainer is the one who's clocking that surgery.
Hold on, Naima. Tiffany, you got a pussy and you fucking Butch Queens.
Thank you.
It's a whole different situation, honey. I don't see what Butch Queens do. Don't put that lie out there.
Okay.
She looks nice and she got a smash. Why is she arguing over somebody else, man, and want to fight over somebody else, man? Girl, you got a pussy, girl. Go out there and get the trade.
Really, well, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous at the end of the day. But I want to hear what some other callers got to think about if somebody was to throw piss or dub. I want to hear what some callers got to think. We got all of these callers on the callers, what if somebody threw piss on you, what would be your reaction, Miss Day? Because everybody's reaction is different, bitch. You got some bitches that might pay life for it, honey.
Girl, please.
Girl, you know you got some freak bitches that like bitches to piss and shit
okay,
on.
Okay, them girls that be smoking that Tina like some of the Mizrahi's, honey. Oh, come on.
Excuse me, bitch.
Oh.
don't do it,
Miss Kelly. Don't act like you don't know, girl. Don't have me turn
into that. Don't do it. Yeah. I got about thirty of them in the next room, Miss Thang. I'm making a Miss Rahi Storm radio.
Well, you can make them storm because they all know they're the ones that do it. Huh?
Laura.
I knew. Mr. Okay.
Baby,
okay,
don't make me bring my kids in here one by one, honey, and let them go.
Okay,
go.
I'm sorry, Miss Ginger. I mean, Kelly, I'm sorry.
You're not going to sit here and talk about Ginger like that. Well, she ain't here, so she can't defend herself. But if anybody around Ginger, tell Ginger that Laura's knocking on her door.
Girl, she ain't got no door for me to knock at, Miss Thing.
Oh, girl.
Tina
is doing the girls bad. They look real bad this quarter on Tina. I'm sorry. Catch that child that sang that song? Oh, my God. That did that performance song at the ball.
Rashard.
What was that about?
I went to go get my gift at that time, so I didn't get a chance to see it.
Oh, wow.
What was it given?
I don't know.
But some of the girls said, and he was good.
Girl, that was child. Girl, that was probably his girlfriend, mm-hmm. honey. Child, it wasn't nothing good about that, honey. She was terrible, honey.
Oh, she was terrible.
Y'all know the fuck she was terrible. Come on now.
Don't do that to him. Oh, shit, somebody posted a link in the
group.
Peachy,
you sing. How did he sound?
I could barely hear her, and then it was all of like type of D'Angelo type of whining going on, and it was, I was getting the beat. I liked the little rhythm and the beat, the little track was nice.
Lord, where was he at? 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 Where was he
were you saying that last night?
I was trying to get into it. I just.
Why you want to know voices?
Laura,
I don't know. I thought I heard your familiar voice last night.
Laura was right. Laura was right behind the judges panel.
No, I don't think she was. I don't think she was behind the judges panel. I think she was across from the judges panel.
I was behind the judges panel for a little bit, and then I was across from the panel for most of the night. Though
the question was, were you?
Well, I didn't see the face, but I did hear somebody say Marcus after Kelly won, and
yes,
I replied,
yes,
"Let her have
yes,
it.
Marcus.
It's her birthday."
Marcus, you remember when I told you? I told you I was gonna call your name that when I saw you. You remember when I told you that in your inbox?
Oh well. Oh, okay. I still don't know who you are.
I just want to go see who I am.
I did hear somebody say that, and I just looked across the room, and I was like, "Well, go back." Oh,
see, Marcus, you got to pay a little more attention to your surroundings.
The girls
Michi,
always.
Michi,
the girls,
I'm not
always,
stupid, girl.
Girls,
I saw her. I still didn't know who she was, though.
The girls always want to take. The girls always want to take something from my win, Miss Green Girl. I can't put the girls in the same girl.
No, Kelly, not Kelly. It's no shade. I know you wanted to beat Denise, and I actually saw you beat it, Denise. But I kind of gagged that you beat the last girl. I did.
Are you serious?
I did actually beat the last girl. The last girl was kind of
beat the last, but you should know she was going to beat her because they waited. The way they set that battle up, when you beat a legend already, and then they put some other girl up there, they're going to vote for me.
Hold on, y'all. We got a private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say, don't you guys think it goes beyond the fact of fighting when you actually throw your piss on someone? That's more a form of bullying than it is a form of anything. Like, y'all should do more than this. It's no shade. You take it to a whole nother level. Like, y'all are gay, y'all are femme queen. That's a whole nother disrespectful shit. And I don't even know this girl, but that's just sad. That's just really sad that y'all can sit here and think it's cute. It's not cute. It's really not. That's sad. Like, you need help if you do that. Like, your head, there's something wrong with it.
You trying to read?
Well, you know, they did say when you go to the witch doctor and you get bad work, you know, you do lose your mind. So I'm
bitch. Thank you, Barbara.
But y'all see.
Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, really think about your morals as a person. Didn't your parents teach you better than to do something to someone? Like, I just don't understand. I think y'all should, as a community, take a stance against that in general. Like, why would you allow this person to come to any function?
I can definitely tell you Jack has took a stand, and he said anything that he's doing for the next 90 days that they are banned from what he's doing from the next 90 days, whether it's a Vogue night, a Rumble, whether the awards will fall in that next 90 days, that they are definitely banned from anything that he's doing for the next 90 days.
Carla,
fighting. Well, he took it to a whole other level. This should be all the communities, all the states, you know, for like a year or two, like, bitch, go get your head right and then come back.
Can I ask you a question, Carla? So if somebody was to piss on you, what would you have done?
Baby, I would have got my mace out, mace that bitch, and then pulled my gun and shot the bitch in the head.
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Okay, there's something
damn
wrong with you. There's something seriously fucking wrong with you in your head. And you know what? No shade. If I ever seen someone do that to someone, I would beat the piss out of them and bash their head in. Because you need some help. Okay. And no shade, if I was running a club or in a big community, I would say, you know what, she needs to be banned, period, from the whole community. Like, why fuck with someone like that? Do y'all have any morals to yourself? Like, why would you even want to associate with someone like that?
Well, the ballroom scene is very forgiving, young lady. Ma'am, I don't know your name, but the ballroom scene is very forgiving. So, I mean, honestly, it's a big deal right now. But unfortunately,
Marcus, let me tell you something. Okay, you remember that incident when Mark spit it on Hero a couple, like 2 years ago, I think that was, at the Prodigy, the Prodigy Ball. It was one of those, not, it wasn't the Prodigy, but Prodigy Ball. It was more like their weekend, and they just threw a ball or whatever. And Mark had spit it on Hero at that function. So they didn't fight, but they was all in each other's face, blase, blase. Now, we would have went from spitting on each other to now girls are literally peeing in the cup, throwing piss on each other. What are we going to do now, throw shit on each other or something? Like, what the fuck? Like, this is ridiculous. It gets to a point where she needs to be banned permanently, if you ask me.
My better question to all of you is,
throwing piss on somebody.
Would you want that as your friend? Like, seriously, right. At your house, coming into your home and talking to your family, would you want to introduce that knowing that that's that type of person?
That's
like,
Kelly's friend.
Really
that's my friend.
Your mother? Okay, so Kelly, would you bring this lady into your mother's house and let her become a friend of your mother, knowing the type of person she is in her heart and how low she's willing to go?
No, I wouldn't. No.
Oh, okay, so that's all I'm saying is people need to think in the community, like, where, is this someone you would want to do that with? And Kelly says no, so why can't everyone else follow Kelly? Everybody loves Kelly. She's showing you she wouldn't do it, so I'm just saying to the world, you know, follow someone who's going to lead by example and sit there and tell you. Y'all look up to her? That's all I got to say.
Wait, Carla, I don't think that means we should follow Kelly's footsteps
because she ain't set no pattern.
Sometimes Kelly is not.
She just answered a question.
Kelly, your girlfriend Kelly was just about to fight a couple weeks ago in Kentucky, honey. Over a piece of butter.
But Kelly would never stoop to that level. Am I right or wrong, ma'am?
Listen, let me tell you something. I don't need motherfucking, I don't need weapons or no motherfucking bodily functions to do anything to anybody. If I'm going to do something, bitch, I'm going to just do it. And I was not going to fight. Okay, Lauren Russell, stop crying, okay?
Thank you.
Baby, I got an inbox message.
Hold on, let me ask Kelly something. Why is Jack banned in Erica when, from what you're saying, Danielle punched her in the club?
After Jack got the whole story, and Jack knew that that Erica was not the aggressive, he said that he's not going to do that to Erica once he found out that Erica was not the one that started and that she was the one that got hit and all of that stuff.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, if she got beat up, well, she got punched in the club, she wasn't the aggressive, and they still put her out, and then she got pissed on the outside, too, like...
But you know what? I heard that they said that Yanni that's the situation between Yanni and Femme, the destruction played into part with them canceling Vogue Nights as well, though. Like, they said they had something to play with, too, because they said everything kind of happened around the same time frame.
Yeah.
Like, it's just too much shit going on.
Yeah, it's just too much. It's just too much going on.
Let's just all be honest. It's no shade. Vogue Nights and the Rubber Balls always have. Not going to say always, but... It was bound to happen sooner or later.
Yeah. But the whole thing is, if y'all remember like a year ago, we were talking on the radio. Esquilitas is the only gay club still in that vicinity, bitch, that is going, okay? They have got everybody else out of their leases down there. Remember we was talking, Esquilitas has a 20-year lease, and they're trying to get Esquilitas from over there because all the hotels and everything. And all of this stuff is just added up, you know, for all of these cops coming. And y'all, everybody knows that the club is supposed to be over at 4 o'clock. Jack has been working with Ben for years, so he allows Jack to go on after the time, bitch.
Right.
That's why they stopped everybody last night at 2:30. It was no more ins and outs. Once you left because they don't want all that traffic outside and everybody being outside so we could be able to finish. And then they give you the opportunity to finish and do this. Then you have this whole situation that goes on, bitch, and they got 4 police cars. They got ambulances and somebody's being caught. It's like, girl, like they just fucking it up for us more.
By doing
this, y'all got the hot-ass Ubers parked
always in front of the man's club.
Bitch, when you come to Esquilitas, it's like a Uber reunion. Anytime the girls are together, I remember we went to the Kiki Ball.
It was like 6 Ubers parked outside. I'm like, girl, if y'all use Uber, I can't wait to the...
Baby,
y'all know
while
it's coming when the police don't line up.
Well,
the police don't line up on that block one day and get every girl that's in them Ubers. They're gonna get every bitch that's in them Ubers. I'm trusting.
If you ain't my girlfriend, bitch, I ain't telling you the new stuff that Uber has turned the girls with if you want to go out and stink woods. Okay? If you ain't one of my girlfriends, I ain't telling you the stuff. Uber is not driving out of state no more unless you do a couple of things. Put down. So the girls are going to be gagging.
But guess what, Kelly? The shade is they're only doing that in New York. In the northeast area.
Baby, it's a mess. It's a mess. The girls fucking up everything the way they fucking it up.
Mate, did y'all see they even had the Uber stunt on Catfish the other night? The boy, the Catfish, the Uber man, the Uber lady.
He did something else though because she billed, you know, when you order a car, you just give them their credit card and they charge you after the fact. And because she had extra cars, you know, built, you know, rented for him, like he was from Secret Service or somebody. Or the president.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he rented Benzes and all kind of Benzes. Yeah,
right, when you call
talking about
car service. Right, when you call and order a car service, you'll give them the credit card, and, you know, they might charge, you know, a deposit or something, but most places just pay it because they don't know what you're going to pay until after the fact anyway, until they know how many hours you had them. And so by that point, you already got out of the car and, bitch, you know, you served. So I just can't believe they let him run up an $8,000 limo bill.
Well, girl, the girls ran up $7,000. Let me shut her.
Well, I have an inbox message. And they said, hold on, this is towards Danielle. They said, I fucked him first, but let her keep him because I don't fight boys over who's into film queens. And
I didn't even hear what she said because of the background.
And they also said, mind you, she wasn't using me over someone I was having hurt. And they called her a cockeyed boy.
So, Kelly, what is the status of Vogue Nights permanently? They just canceled it tonight, or is it permanently?
Jack said for good.
Permanently, honey.
Oh,
that's good.
Adios.
Give people time.
Hold on, hold on.
They need a break. That's
hold
they
on,
need a break,
Jack.
I'm sorry. I got a text that says,
"Oh,
let's
cancel
this line. Let me get my bag. Let me get my bag
tonight.
The key. Jack.
Oh, Jack said he don't know yet. It's up in the air, so we have to wait and see.
They need a break. Take a summer break. Let these girls just hash out on the
air
and summer, knock each other on Christmas
take,
Street.
And they take a summer break for Vogue Nights, bitch, it ain't going to be shit else to do in New York.
They can knock each other on Christopher Street. Honey. Let them knock each other on Christopher Street while they're trying to rob dates and shit. Let them just knock each other on their street, honey, when they see each other. See, I'll say them.
Baby, Christopher Street locked up like four times.
And Kelly, no shade, all of this really did not start like that until they started having something every week. The girls were getting together a little too much. Now, once a month, okay, but...
And now it's summertime, and the girls, you know, it's hot outside, and the girls get all
summertime.
Paranoid. And,
Now it's summertime, and the girls ain't going to have shit to do in New York now, because it's summertime,
yeah.
Girl. A fucking mess.
They need to go get a fucking job anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Some bitches need to go and take a bath.
Somebody will start something in Jersey on Thursdays. I mean, on another night, and they'll go to Jersey. Take their Ubers to Jersey.
Speaking of bad,
they need to
get
a city a break because they don't want to wear Mrs. Fleeters out.
Who was that sex Aaron child that who had all her ass out? That Blitz Queen sex Aaron child. I think she was a Saint Laurent. Her ass thing.
Everybody had their ass
Miss
out
Laura.
Last
night.
Cameron.
Laura.
That's the thing. Her ass didn't smell too hot. It don't smell too hot.
Oh, you lucky my son is over here asleep, baby. Because I will have him pull up the video, bitch, and I'll find out who the fuck you are. Because if you was by the ass, son, we got it right on camera.
Okay. She's standing where I thought she was standing at. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wait, baby. You, She gonna gag mistake. Cause next week Monday, honey, when they finish, I'm gonna go through all these videos, mistake, and I'm gonna see who was over there in that area, and I'm gonna narrow you down, bitch.
Hold on, Kelly. I'll even say this. She was definitely in the Mugler area where Mugler's was standing. She was definitely in the Mugler section.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so what you saying? We've been seeing her in November.
Yeah.
I don't know if she. Well, you know what? The person that spoke to me, the one that waved that I thought said my name, I don't recognize her as a Mugler, but. She might be a Mugler.
Y'all are licking it right now, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I kept, mind you, I was actually going to yell out Laura last night, are you Laura Spears?
Kelly. Yes.
Did you have a blue last night, Laura?
Yes.
Kelly. Yes. Or you're over here trying it, honey. What's he doing? Look, mind you, I guess because I be giving him too much food, so when he done eating and he just like, he wants the food out of his urn, you know, like out of his cage, stuff like that, he'll knock the bowl over and be like, that girl, come and get this.
Yeah.
I'm feeding his behind now. Oh, greedy pig.
Yeah. Did Rio win sex siren, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
Rio
won senior. I don't know who won junior.
Bam Aga.
Bam Aga won junior. And the Chanel boy won Cat Boy and the trip to Vegas.
Kenya won legend.
And Junie Malone won Perfect Teens. Congratulations, Junie.
Come here. He looked really good last night.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Perfect Teens was the category.
But I want to give a shout out to legendary father Eric Malone. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Eric.
Happy birthday, Eric.
Happy birthday, Eric. Nephew.
Yes, God. Gemini stands
nothing up. Naima, you coming around?
Yeah, Naima's still there. Yeah, running. Huh?
They said it's a stop line. That's not your inbox. That's coming straight from you.
No, it is. Do you want me to screenshot it? I'm serious. I really do. Don't try it. Let me tell you something. The one thing for certain. And 2 days for sure. If I wanted to read him, I'd read him. And you know it would be coming from me. Okay?
Now, why don't you walk Fifth Queen Realness against Kelly? Why you don't be walking Fifth Queen Realness?
Oh, honey, because I know my limitations. I ain't retired. I get stuck every day, honey. I ain't going out there walking. I feel like I used to tell Alexis when I lived there. They say, oh, girl, I get clocked all the time, child. Who cares?
Why? Who was the All-American?
Brody.
Where's he from?
You over there trying to be Laura?
He's from D.C. One of my new additions.
Oh, okay.
Do we need to talk
and
in the
Vogue
film?
Vogue film is Nyla from Chicago.
No, I know Nyla. I miss the other Vogue film.
Oh, Khalik. He lives in New York.
You know what? It's no shade. That teen category, honey. I have one thing to say, though. Y'all giving these big girls lies right. I actually think it was only really one. It was like two girls on that team that was really good. It was the big fat prodigy child. I don't know her. I can't think of her name right now. And she was good. And then you had the Revlon boy, the big one. He was really, he was entertaining.
Yeah. Well, you
as
know
far
what?
As everybody else, like Imani and stuff, I think Imani should stick to realness. Her performance is just too sloppy to me. It's a mess. It's a fucking mess.
And you know what I think they need to do? I think they need to bring Chops back for that. Or they need to bring Chops, period, for that.
Because to be honest,
I just saw how unorganized it was. And if somebody would have gotten the $1,500, that's a lot of money for you to just have a thrown together CD that barely plays. You didn't know the music. You didn't know the words.
Now, did y'all catch the shade with that dramatic thing? Why the fuck would they put that team together when none of them was dramatic? None of them was dramatic. Like, if you get really into their performance, none of them was dramatic. That's why they lost. Like, that's, they shouldn't even get pins to me because none of them really dramatic. It was, like, just, I don't know. They just went, you know what I mean? I guess, maybe it's me. It didn't give me what the fuck I wanted at all whatsoever.
They didn't get you on?
No, not at all. Not at all. The drag performance team was good, and I think the fifth queen performance team, they skinned was horrible, but they battles was over. Them bitches didn't play in their battles. Ms. Nazina and that Nia Chow, they
yeah.
came to fucking play. They was not having it.
You said which team?
The fifth queen performance team, they skinned was garbage, but their battles was over. Like,
yeah, I think that's
because
their production wouldn't
team,
play.
It was cute. Yeah, that production was horrible. Yeah, that shit was
horrible.
No.
But when they CD didn't play because they had it on their phone and the Wi-Fi in the building wasn't good, so they had to just come out on music.
So, Kelly, I got a question. So what was that whole thing with Selvin and Andre when Vinny was voguing all on Davina like that, and y'all know Vinny had tried it, and then Selvin was giving, like, all the Vanity saying all this bullshit?
No, Vanity didn't try it. They was voguing. That was old school cat fight. They both touched each other, was dipping on each other and everything, but they kept going. And Davina got over it and stopped voguing and went to the side.
But Kelly, can I be honest with you? I think Davina had really got Vanity that battle. Even up until that point, I actually think Davina was gonna win.
Okay, well,
so when she walked off, Davina, the judges was like, "Well, why you? You just won."
Right.
She walked off. She shouldn't have walked off.
I think she walked off because Miss Vanity was sitting there doing splits on her and everything, where Davina was just on the floor paying. She was on the floor giving floor performance, and Miss Vanity just chose to bring her big ass over there and just start splits on her and locking her ass.
Well, Naima just oh no, that was something else.
Oh
yes, look at my, I thought that was a screenshot.
So Malaysia, she's back as a drag now.
Girl, I don't know.
Ebony representative, can I get an Ebony representative? Not the loud one. What?
Oh, let me say something. I just seen this post that I was just tagged in a social forum.
Naima, one second. Yes, she is drag. She's not a femme queen.
Oh, I thought she was a junior femme queen at one point. I thought she was Mona. That's why.
No, she stopped.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so to address the post that was in the official ballroom, and you know, James, me, you don't have no shade, but as it stands or what have you, my opinion is, like I said, me and her had crossed paths years ago, and it's my opinion. I mean, you can't get mad because somebody has an opinion, because I said she went to a witch doctor, and you're going to say, well, what's my excuse? My I don't have an excuse because I didn't go to the witch doctor. I knew when to stop.
Work for them.
Okay. That was my opinion. I wasn't coming for her and he said that you can't come for somebody who already know that they got bad work. Who already know that they look fierce. Ain't nobody coming for her, whatever like that. I mean, and I'm the only one that you're gonna come for because I said my opinion. Everybody else said their opinion on here and said what she look like.
Oh.
You ain't make no post to say something to them.
Ooh. Call me James. Come on.
I mean, come on, like
Come on, James.
And let me tell you something. I respect James Down or whatever like that, but at the end of the day, I'm not the only one who had the opinion about her, and I'm not the only one who she has crossed paths with either. And if I want to continue to keep reading her, I will.
I don't think anybody would call her out her name, but I think we worked out here on the situation, but not in direct to Danielle. We're calling her a beast or a man and all that. We didn't be on that night.
I have a question. Let me get Father.
I wasn't the only one who said something about her.
I didn't get to.
And mind you, if you really want to be technical, I can screenshot my inbox with the person's name blurred out so you can see that it was sent to me.
Hold on. I have Father's number right here, honey. Uh-oh. Let me go ahead, honey. Hold on. I got Father's number. We're going to bring Father on. Honey, hold on.
Okay. I don't think the I-5 got this much publicity for a long time, bitch.
Oh, shit.
I know I was going to put myself on mute.
We have the legendary icon over Father James. Icon is on the phone lines with us. Hey, Father.
What's up, y'all? Listen.
Uh-oh.
The reason why I said what I said, granted that you read whatever the inbox was, Naima, fine, and that's what you're supposed to do because you're a part of the show and you relay the messages and stuff like that. What I said about your side comment, yes, I said it, because the point is whether you and Danielle had some sort of beef years ago or whatever like that, like you just said, that's years ago. And if you want to continue to read her, then I'm going to continue to say what I want to say. Yes, me and you don't have a problem. And yes, and I respect you just as much as you respect me. But when any bitch, and I don't give a fuck who it is, any bitch come out of pocket with any one of my daughters, whether they're in my house or not, you better bet your bottom dollars that I'm going to say something, okay? And you have every right to say anything that you want to. Now, as far as this whole situation goes, no, I don't condone what happened. No, I do not think that Danielle was right. No, I do not like what happened. And I told Danielle that, and I continuously tell Danielle that I am sorry for what happened to Erica, and I'm sorry for what happened to with Erica get back to Danielle. But what would you do if somebody did throw piss on you? That part I understand. And with everybody's commentary, like I said all day long, everybody got everything to say, and everybody got a bunch of assholes just like everybody else. But I'm going to tell you this, one for certain, like you said, and two for sure, I don't think most of y'all bitches can't fight. And most of y'all bitches ain't bad enough to square up with anyone, okay? And it's wrong what happened. I do not condone it at all. Do your job and keep your motherfucking opinion to yourself, because you're nobody's beauty queen, okay? And I'm only saying that, and that's not a read. You say what somebody else has said, your personal opinion, Naima, it's best that you keep it to yourself for things like this when other people get involved. And that's what's going on with this whole situation. That shit is between Erica and Danielle. Whether it had to do with somebody else and Danielle put her business in it, whatever consequences come her way, it's her fault for putting her 2 cents or her foot or whatever she did to involve herself into her and Erica's drama, which they never had in the beginning. What I don't like, and I'm going to tell everybody that's listening, and I'll tell everybody in their motherfucking face, bitch, I'm a force by my motherfucking self. I don't give a fuck if it's 30 people. I will bust everybody's ass because I don't play that shit. I respect everybody, bitch, and you're going to respect me. And I don't give a fuck if my daughter is wrong. It will be handled the way that it's handled. You can say what you want to say that's wrong. Somebody throw piss in somebody's face. Yes, anybody will choke somebody out. No question. Read what somebody says and keep your personal opinion to yourself, Naima, because if you feel that way, you tell it to her face, and you're going to get on the phone and say he and all this. What makes you any different than anybody else? Fuck it, if she got a pussy and you got a dick, or you got a dick and she got a pussy. Y'all all still was born men. So that's an oxymoron to sit on the phone and call somebody a he when y'all both are running around with big asses, big titties, big lips, and getting spooked. You understand what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here with that dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? And then everybody want to talk about health. And first of all, my ass. And everybody, and listen, I understand that. And that goes for everybody on this mother. And this goes for everybody on the phone. But I'm going to tell you this. I understand that. And fuck everybody else on the phone. I just got on and I heard what you said. I didn't hear what everybody else said. Had I heard what everybody else said, I'd be all up in their assholes too. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. You understand? Because I don't give a fuck.
James,
now, like I said, Danielle is absolute. Danielle is absolutely wrong. I will never fight and say that she was absolutely right. She was dead wrong. And I love Erica. You understand? I don't want this to happen to anybody, to anyone. And Naima, I love you to death. It's not. I'm on 10 because of everything that's going on today. Period. I love everybody to death. I don't want no femme queens. I don't want no butch queens. I don't want nobody throwing piss on nobody. I don't want nobody stabbing each other. I don't even want nobody arguing, fighting, or nothing like that. But if you're gonna argue. And let it go, or argue and get on the floor. Everybody talk about how ballroom has changed. Ballroom ain't changed. Ballroom has been this way since the beginning. What's the difference is now that you got people that feel like that they above opinions. They feel like they above a chop or above anything else, that they too grand yam. Ain't most of these bitches today, and daughters included, ain't shit. Y'all bitches ain't motherfucking work for nothing. Y'all bitches ain't put y'all back into nothing or whatever. Only thing most girls is doing is putting their back on the motherfucking bed and cocking their motherfucking legs open or in doggy style fucking some nigga in their ass. But make your money the way that you want to make your money, but one is not better than the other. How dare any of us sit up here and give opinions about something when we all have done something wrong in life and probably done it to our families, to our friends, even to ourselves. We are all wrong in this situation. But what we do is, what you do is, you try to correct the situation. And if you want, you tell her directly, bitch, that's wrong. You some fucked up shit or whatever. Oh, it's internet shit with everybody posting pictures and posting all this and all that. And all da 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 da. But when the shit really comes down to it or whatever, ain't nobody really stepping up to nothing. Ain't nobody really saying nothing. Except for, and I give it grace because I always say, Kelly, as far as Kelly goes on this phone, and I'm not including you, Rodney, and you need the Naima, because I ain't never really see you get into too much beef, but people I probably don't know personally or don't really be around, Kelly's the only bitch I ever see somebody that brings it to somebody. Everybody else, dead that shit. Dead it. Dead it for real. Because that shit is bullshit or whatever. We know what happened, and it's fucked up. But how many times you going to beat a dead horse in the brain? Let Erica and Danielle handle that shit whatever way they feel like handling it. And I'm serious.
James, this is Laura. You going to beat me like you beat Rico LaPerla.
I'm going to beat the shit out of you. And I love you, Naima. I do. You know me and you don't never have no beef. And you know what? I'll take it back. I apologize, but I didn't like that side comment, and I had to let you know that.
All right. I give it to you for that. I give it to you for that. All right, no, James, you got that. You right, but I was just, you know, because what it was, because of me and her had crossed paths, so you know.
Right, but, and I understand that. And, you know, cause, you know, femme queen shade or people shade and stuff, I get that. But what I don't want is, it's already a fucked up situation. We got to stop adding fuel to the fire. You understand? And then turn around and talk about, oh, we need to make ballroom better, ballroom this, ballroom that. We can't make it better if we all add a fuel to the fire. That's not making it better. That's making it worse. You understand what I'm saying? What if Erica comes to a ball one day and she got all her, quote-unquote, boys with her? No, what the fuck you think we going to do is stand there and do? And let shit happen? That shit gets out of hand, like we always said. And it's going to come a time, God forbid, what happens if somebody is stabbed or shot and they're killed in the street? Everybody's going to talk about, oh, that's fucked up. That should have never happened. But we can stop that from happening. You understand? We can stop that from happening. Totally. By stopping all this commentary and adding on to that bullshit. That's bullshit. You understand what I'm saying? You check your friend. I was watching, even down to the point, I'm watching Sex on Rain or whatever like that. And, you know, somebody got chopped or whatever, and this child jumps on the runway and she twists and looks at the piano. Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? Because you got tits and ass. Who the fuck are you? Sit down and learn your motherfucking ways and earn your stars and stripes, and you're going to get some scrapes and scraps along the way. But that's what makes you a better person. If you chop, bitch, you come back and you bring it better, you make that bitch know it. That's what ballroom is. It's making a bitch know it on the floor. Take nothing personal. Now, what happened last night between them, that's personal. That's way beyond personal. That is the highest form of disrespect. But that is between Danielle and Erica. And however Erica wants to handle the situation is up to ever cuss. Not you, not me, not anybody else. Erica and Danielle. And again, I do not condone Danielle's actions in the least. I am appalled at what she did.
Can I ask a question, Kelly? Is it safe to say that Erica kind of didn't want to fight at all because you said that, well, if she punched her from the beginning and Erica didn't do nothing until, like, the whole urine situation, so evidently Erica never wants to fight, right?
But wait, before you answer that question, did anybody see her punch on her face?
No, I didn't see her punch in her face. Kelly said
it's
so
all,
Kelly
it's
had
all,
brought that up.
I have the footage.
Okay.
I did hear it
and I asked her.
I have the footage. I didn't post it up because that's my daughter and that's my sister.
Right. And I did ask her. She told me no. I told her she was lying. I was going to get her because I did hear that she did punch in her face. I did hear that.
But
I did hear that.
At the end of the day, I just think it's just all a mess. And they all don't work.
It is.
To get all of this work and get all of this body to be running around. And
that's what I'm saying.
Over a fucking butch queen, James. They can't do nothing for fucking none of them.
I heard about it. And I always have those conversations with them. Like, that shit ain't worth it. You know what I'm saying? There's too many fish in the sea or whatever. And whoever, if somebody's fucking somebody, so be it. You move on to the next piece of dick or piece of ass. You understand what I'm saying? Fuck it. You go, life goes on. If you know that you're a bad bitch, you ain't got to worry about that. You go on to the next one. Boo-hoo, dry your eyes, let your girlfriend console you, pop a pill, smoke some weed, take a drink, smoke a cigarette. Be on with it. It's easier said than done, but it can be done. I just hate I hate that it happened at my brother's birthday celebration. You understand what I'm saying? Something that Jack worked so hard to maintain for us as a community. I hate that happened. I don't appreciate that at all. And I really wish I would have made it. I could have made it because, you know, that shit, none of it would have happened. None of it.
And now the girls is gagging because Vogue Nights is up in the air. If it's going to happen.
And what y'all got? And what y'all got now? Over what? You understand? For fear, you know what I'm saying, Danielle? For fear that Danielle can't even come out for fear that somebody's going to attack her, somebody's going to read her, somebody's going to lock her up. Erica can't really move the way that she want to move. She don't know if the cops is after her. Come on, who wants to live a life like that?
Yeah.
Who wants to live life like that? Come on, there's so many other... Bitch, we worried about paying our motherfucking bills every motherfucking day. We worried about getting our fly jiggy shit on when we go to a bull or go to a club and hang out with our family. We're going to be ready for barbecue. It's the summertime. You understand what I'm saying? You're supposed to be out having fun. If you got tits and ass, you want to put on your poom-poom shorts and your titty top and walk the streets with your Brazilian or your Indian hair, whatever like that. And niggas want to get fly and put on your whatever sneakers they wear, because I don't wear sneakers. But you know what I'm saying? Put in their sneakers what they want to wear, get their fresh cut and chill. Come on. We got to chill. We can't take this shit so personal when somebody says something or do something. Yeah, right, bitch, that's how you feel. All right, bitch, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? I'll read you to your face. Just don't touch me and I won't touch you. If we can get to that point, we'll be good. We'll be good. This shit is nonsense, y'all. This is not, and we're too old. We're not teenagers. And everybody want to scream, we grown. I'm grown. Age is nothing but a number. Mentality is something totally different. If you're an adult, be an adult. Act like an adult. If you're a woman, be a woman. Act like a woman. Unless, you know what I'm saying? Come on. We got to do better than that shit. For real. We got to do much better. Yeah, we could talk about it in kiki and ha-ha and la-la-la. But them commentaries, that shit got to stop. That shit really got to stop. That's bullshit. Talking about somebody's HIV positive, somebody got hepatitis C, somebody. Bitch, what you got? Worry about what the fuck you got and make sure that your medication is working and make sure that your health is okay. Don't down somebody else or whatever. You don't know what a person is going through. Never. We turn around every day. We turn around somebody from our community that we know and love has passed away for whatever reason. And that shit is fucked up. But while they here, we gonna badger them and shit like that. We gonna spread their business in the street. Bitch, you wasn't at the doctor with me when I got diagnosed. You ain't at the pharmacy with me when I'm picking up my medication. Bitch, if I go to the pharmacy and I got a toothache and I'm picking up antibiotics, then I see a girl. Yeah, girl, he went and picked up his medication. For real? You ain't for real? Instead of asking, hey, bitch, you okay? You need somebody to talk to? Come on. We better than that. We are too intelligent. Too intelligent. Come on, y'all. We better than that.
Was that comment for that child that was on Erica Post when it happened?
Who? Jamel?
Yeah.
It goes for anybody.
Yeah.
It goes for anybody.
Laura, you always try to set up high.
What?
It goes for anybody. Anybody. And I love Jamel. That's my brother. I love him. But you're not going to watch your mouth. You know, what the fuck is wrong with you? For real? People in glass houses should never throw stones because that shit will come apart. Believe it.
Well, the icon has spoken. He said he will knock you like he knocked Rico, baby.
I didn't say that. You said that.
That bitch always stirred up motherfucking pot, honey.
I didn't say that. You said that.
I remember that. I know y'all. I can't. I know you remember that clearly.
Laura. Me and Rico are past that. We passed that.
James is not that person anymore that comes out with the baseball bat. Don't try it, Laura.
No. I don't come out with my nigga be cool stick no more. No, I don't. I'm past that because that shouldn't even happen. We could have went to the side and had a conversation. You understand?
You
they
know,
hit me though, so I had to come back.
That, I was telling people though, if James was in the midst of that whole situation, it would never went down like that. Like all
it wouldn't have. I would not have let that happen.
Nope.
Not at all. Like we was at the con ball. We was at the con ball. It was shade between them, but nothing was said. Nothing was done. They went their separate ways. I would never let that happen because I love Erica. And Danielle is my daughter. You understand what I'm saying? I love Erica to death. To death. Erica used to be an icon when she first came out. I love her to death. I don't got no beef. Whatever goes on between them girls, that's between them girls. Only thing I try to do is make peace between them. Y'all don't got to be girlfriends, but we all have to coexist. Because we all love going to the balls. We all love going to the club. We all got friends in common. You understand what I'm saying? We got to learn to coexist. And that's it. You understand? And I'm not going to say there's never going to be a fight. That's impossible. I think that's thinking too stupidly and irresponsibly. Somebody is eventually going to fight. But damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened last night? Totally uncalled for. Totally uncalled for. And I take a lot of the blame. One, because I wasn't there and I was on my way. Two, that's somebody in my house and that's my daughter. You understand? And that's not what I teach anybody that is in my presence to do something to do something on that level. Never. Never. Never.
Maybe she was just
never.
Stuck to her new
woman here, though. Shut up, Laura.
Hold on, y'all. We got a couple of calls. 404-982. You're live on the air. 404-982. You're live on the air. I mean 410. Sorry.
What is it? That's my number.
Okay. 305-797. You're live on the air. 305-797. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Ain't got time. Baby. Well, I just hope everybody just resolve this and get this shit over with, child, because it's just a mess, honey. And ain't nobody got, I ain't got time for it, honey.
Right. Come on, girls. Y'all are ladies. The balls are centered around the femme queens, honey. Y'all are our superstars, every last one of y'all. Whether people think you're a star, statement, legend, not, or rock, you are all who we live for. You understand? We love to see y'all come out. We love to see y'all perform in any category that y'all are, or to stand around and be a kiki. We love it. We love it. I don't want to see our girls go through that. And come on. And the guys, too. I don't want to see the Butch Queens out there fighting and scrapping and jumping each other and shit. Come on. Wow.
You know, I think Jack was speaking the truth, though, on the mic, you know, Sunday night, though, about how he was saying the Fem Queen signs kind of have changed. Like, they want to just scrap and fight and act like they got balls and carry on and carry on. They're not acting
right.
Like women. And I actually agree with that because it has changed. Like, you see the more Fem Queens tearing it down now. They tearing each other and just, like, ripping each other apart on Facebook and they talk about they going to knock each other when they see each other out. I mean, I
Come
like,
on.
Man, it's becoming, like, ridiculous.
And what's up with the younger girls too? What do we find? What's the younger girls? You know, I understand that they don't want to be disrespected by the older Fem Queens. The older Fem Queens be giving them much and stuff like that. But really, that's really to make y'all stronger, for real. To make y'all strong. You know how much the girls had to, and Kelly, you can contest to this. You know how the girls, how much the girls had to go through to be girls.
Baby, honey, baby, let me tell you something, bitch. Even though we not speaking right now, honey, mistake, baby, and whatever, mistake. But girl, Miss Ashley, the girl, she used to read me down, mistake, girl, honey. If it wasn't for Miss Ashley, girl, I probably would have never finished high school, bitch.
Kelly,
right?
She still read.
You said what?
They read each other. They read each other.
Y'all still be reading each other now.
Yes.
But that's what sisters do. That's what sisters do.
If it wasn't for her, bitch, I wanted to have a high school diploma, bitch, because I wanted to be in the ballroom scene, mistake. Girl.
Right.
But the girls don't know, mistake, girl, bitch, please. I got rest for years, mistake, girl, please.
Right.
And it just made me stronger.
But you know these new girls can't take a read. They be ready to fight after the first read.
They got to learn how to. You got to.
They can't do it.
That's what I'm talking about.
They can't
Come on, take
the
read
like you were before,
and move
they
on.
They can't even handle a chop right. When they get chopped, they holler and they go off about the why did I get chopped and flying across the panel. No, I did this. I mean, girl, come sit down.
Come on, we got to make it better.
They'll be all right, honey. They'll get it together eventually, bitch. Honey, I'm just gagging at you, baby. The girls is about to be hot, bitch, and the girls ain't got nothing to do. Bitch, y'all done fucked up. And say, y'all better hope they open back up next week, bitch, because, girl, and come out and just have fun, bitch, girl. Take it to 42nd Street after the club if you got a fight, bitch.
Right. Take it down the block.
Bitch. Because, girl, y'all girls going to gag, mistake, because y'all know they shut the village down at 12 o'clock.
You know what I don't understand is, why do girls, this is my question, though, why do these Fem Queens, well, especially a lot of Fem Queens, I've noticed them doing this, before Vogue Nights, they get on Facebook talking about how they going to tear each other for Vogue Nights, and then they put on these sneakers and they get to Vogue Nights. Like, why do y'all plan on when y'all going to fight? And where? Like, and why do y'all wait till y'all have to go to a ball or whatever to fight? Like, why can't y'all just scrap, you know, on the corner?
Meet up and scrap.
Yeah,
bitch, you take it to a bitch house, mistake, and call her downstairs in front of her building.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly. Bitch. And you throw the rocks to their window on that third, fourth floor, mistake, and they throw the rocks.
Baby. God rest all three of them, mistake, bitch. Sabrina, motherfucking Diamond, and motherfucking Jennifer, bitch. When I had a problem with them, bitch, me and my girls took it to motherfucking Knickerbocker, bitch, and went in front of their building. Bitch, come downstairs. We want to fight.
That's a bad bitch to go to your neighborhood.
Okay. And these girls want to just fuck up everything, mistake, girl, bitch. Like, girl, they need to stop, mistake, because, girl, If Vogue Nights is a rap, Miss Thing, they gotta have shit here in New York for the Kiki function.
Right.
Then they gonna be tearing it down.
Oh, they do that too, bitch.
They're already doing that too now. Yeah.
Maybe. They gonna get it together.
Crazy.
They gonna get it together eventually, though. They really are. Ain't nobody going to that shit, honey. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going. Oh, yeah, I'm going there. Oh, I thought you was talking about L.A.
Oh, no.
But I'm just being real, Miss Dang, honey. I'm only going over there if Divine and Lovely having something, baby. So, baby. But I can't wait to see everybody in VA. I hope everybody go to VA and have a time, Miss Dang, honey, and turn up. And all the girls, and they got a lot of categories for the girls, Miss Thing. And I hope the girls come out and walk and win some of this cash, Miss Thing, and don't play around, Miss Thing. Honey, I want to see who walk in perfect tans and the femme queen face and everything in VA. Bitch, I'm glad that they got a whole bunch of categories for the girls, Miss Thing. And it, bitch, and the ballroom is starting to get back to the way it was about the girls.
Honey.
Now, I ain't coming to L.A. if you throw something.
But you said what again, Marcus? I mean, not Marcus, Kelly, what you say again?
I hope all the girls come out and walk all those categories in VA, Miss Thing, and turn it out.
So you said the ball is getting like how it used to be about the girls.
Yeah, they got a lot of femme queen categories in VA.
Oh, that's what you meant. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got a lot. They got a lot of femme queen categories.
I thought you was meaning like the actual participants that's walking. Like,
No.
Laura, you're very particular, huh?
I like to be very honest. Like, you have to be honest when you think about ballroom, because with the girls, what they do now, they can say permanent, but they ain't kind of sick. It's hard to me.
Laura, you sound like my granddaughter.
You probably is.
What's your granddaughter
name?
Wait,
James. What's
your granddaughter's name so I can see if she was in that
section?
Kelly, go sit down somewhere, Kelly.
Will
you go sit down?
I ain't gonna say her name.
Kelly, go sit down, girl.
Girl, we gonna find it out there. Trust me, honey. Okay, girl. Soon as we get off this radio show in a few minutes, I'm watching that video. Okay, I'm gonna figure it out, honey. Because Laura's a old... Oh, yes. Oh, I'm going to figure it out, bitch. Trust me. I'm going to narrow it down, Miss Thing, girl. Trust me. I'm going to see everybody that was sitting in that area, Miss Thing, girl. And I'm going to, at the next ball, Miss Thing, I'm going to go right up to them, and I'm going to wait for them to talk and say something, bitch, girl. I'm just going to give you that nod, like, yeah, I know.
You know what?
Laura, are you my granddaughter?
No, maybe, no. At an alternate point... Out of
Are
all
you
the
sure?
queens, I would have to say, shut up, Marcus. Shut up, James. Stop playing with me.
you thought I was drunk last night and I wasn't going to remember you speaking to me, huh?
You know what?
I didn't have one cocktail last night.
I like Davina Icon's transformation.
I do, too.
I do. Out of all the things, I really do. I like it. She was
vocal last night. She really was letting them have it.
She was cutting the fuck off. She was.
Let me tell y'all something, I told James this about a year ago, Miss Thing. I live for that little bitch, Miss Thing, and I don't live for the girls, Miss Thing.
I live for that
little bitch, mistake, bitch, because, bitch, I could be standing in the corner of the village, mistake, and that bitch come through with her girlfriend, mistake, and all her girlfriends will flock to me, mistake, and that bitch walk past, mistake, like, bitch, girl, I'm you. I'm just like you, bitch. It pays it, mistake, girl. And I live for that. I live, mistake, girl. Honey, I live for that, mistake.
And she's a nice girl, and she's very respectful. She's a nice girl. And she stays out of trouble. You know, she don't bother nobody. And I love her transformation, too. It's all about taking your time. You don't got to rush to get nothing.
Exactly, honey. A lot of these
What happened to the other two teams? Why didn't they show up? Everybody. It was kind of good to see everybody with a full team.
If you know why the legendary team didn't show up, now you know fucking why. Come on now.
I don't understand why the legends work together.
The legends did not come out because they already made it known they did not want to battle all those. They felt like it was kind of safe because they thought they was already gonna get stabbed because you know like it was given a very new era type of performance team and they just felt like they probably couldn't keep up or something.
And those
legends I just feel like they washed. Feel like they're washed. If you ask me, I feel like a lot of them are washed. The ones that basically come out, except for like Marquise and maybe a few other people, but the rest of them are washed.
Girl, your mouth.
You know they washed, Mr. They washed.
But no, but they definitely, but they didn't give me CIA Citizen Vogue at the Con Ball. They vogue.
They vogue down.
They showed me why they was legend at the Con Ball. And that's what I want to see for them every time they come out.
Well, maybe they just, maybe they're trying to just give you a break and not come out every time.
Well, girl, they should have came out. They should have came out.
But this wasn't the ball for them to come out anyway, because it was given to me very, like, you know, you wanted to see somebody, you know, fresh.
Well, who do y'all think was going to win between the Femme Queens and the big boys?
Laura, you live in New York?
Oh my God, you are curious.
The Femme Queens already lost, Marcus. It was drag.
But y'all would have dragged.
Yeah, she live in New York, Jay, but she tell a girl she's from Rhode Island.
Oh, you definitely my granddaughter.
Laura, did you have on a blue t-shirt last night?
No, girl, I had on a yellow top, honey.
Ooh,
no, nobody.
The only gray, only yellow.
Nobody over there in that section had on a yellow top.
Laura wasn't even at the ball.
Oh, she was there.
Oh, no, she was there.
She was there.
I was there. That's why I'm not who you think I am, Jay.
You my granddaughter.
Baby.
I love Jay. Oh, my God.
So, Lord, tell Kelly what you...
Laura, how did you enjoy your birthday?
It was fine, you know. I was
okay.
Hold on, Father. When was this?
Girl,
I'm sorry.
2 weeks ago.
It was what?
About 2 weeks ago, when you got on radio and said it's not my birthday.
It was 2 weeks ago. It was
her birthday.
It was just a couple of days ago.
Her birthday was.
Yeah, it was a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Right, but the day we was on the radio, we was talking about. You was like, oh, this is not my birthday. It's
I told you my birthday was in the May 20th, and you remember what Kelly said. And you remember what Kelly's birthday was, right?
No, I don't remember that. So all people that can quote the show word for word, you need a transcript.
I said her birthday was the
20th. Hold on, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Girl. Baby, wait! I can't wait to go. I can't wait to go watch this video. Bitch, I'm gonna take me a shower and watch this video. Girl, I'm going through this video mistake. I'm taking a screenshot. I'm taking a screenshot of everybody in that area.
Yeah,
Kelly, if you send me the screenshots, I could point out which one it is because I know who she spoke to me.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna see. It's the Sex Siren video because she said that ass was thinking, so she was right there.
His ass wasn't smelling too good for him to have it out like that. That wasn't cute. And he was all right, but, like, yeah, that was like, ooh. It was like, if you get that whiff of that smell, it was like, bitch, ooh. It had the ass smell. You know what ass, you know how ass get that, you know how, like, it's, you know how ass kind of, I don't know, I'm trying to say it right.
Ronnie?
How it get that odor.
Ronnie?
Yes.
Are we not going to discuss the poor sportsmanship and doing schoolboy realness last night?
It was a competition. It was battling for the performance.
After he lost, he had to knock his project down after he lost?
Was that after he lost? Or trying to get
It was after he lost.
Okay.
Way after.
They were walking off.
If it happened way after, I want to apologize on behalf of the House of Prodigy and my kids.
Yes.
We definitely teach great sportsmanship when performing. Yeah. We win some, we lose some. You know what I'm saying? But as always, like I've been telling the panel lately, I'm going to give your house what your house gives me back. So please remember that.
Well, that was not good sportsmanship.
That was a tiebreaker, right?
That wasn't a good apology. I didn't like that apology. That apology was kind of shady to me, honey.
Well, the messenger was received then.
She talked about, he's sorry. Well, I'm going to still give it the way he
did. Mind you, they was reading all the way down the panel. He's like, he's not even a schoolboy. He's not of school age. He was like, baby, baby, I have homework. Where's your homework? It was a keys. It was a keys.
Oh, you know who looked bad at the ball? Y'all probably not going to disagree. Y'all probably going to disagree with me. But Smiley, he looked really bad. He needs to go to, he needs to find a house or something because he looked bad. Like his performance.
He is in a house.
He's in
a house, darling. Lord, you scaring me now. You sure you was at the ball?
I don't recall her being in the house.
She's been in the house for 2 weeks now.
He's a who?
A Balenciaga.
I didn't know that.
Oh, it was way
no, I'm serious. I didn't know that. I mean, I don't study him like that, like that. I just noticed that him at the ball, like, he looked bad when he was battling. Like, he looked bad. He just looked bad. Like, maybe he didn't get enough sleep, and then his performance was bad. It was just bad.
Who was the Consim queen? She was kind of short. She had the long blonde hair.
Anaya, yes.
Anaya. Where's she
yes,
came from?
That bitch.
She
no,
used to be a,
she,
been
out
she
for
used
years.
To she used to be she been out for years. She used to be an icon.
Yeah.
You know, I don't make
I've
it up that
name,
way that much.
I've heard her name, too, but I never knew who it was. Some people come out, you know if you see her. I really know, but she's a pretty girl, and she can perform.
Yeah, she's a pretty girl.
Yeah, she's a pretty girl, yeah.
And what the girl with the blue hair, why did I think that was Tamaya at first? Like, Dijonea at first, I couldn't really see the face of it, but I was like, well, no, that Vogue is not like Dijonea, so
yeah, right,
her.
Right, but, yeah, at all.
At first, I thought.
And you also her. Know who was feeling it last night?
Oh, hold on.
Ooh.
Jasmine.
Ooh.
She was definitely feeling it for her 10.
Child, please.
She went off her 10. Stop carrying,
child,
Lord.
She do that same shit every time she get up there and spin.
Well, I must have seen her. Wow,
child,
she got
blah,
me up.
Blah.
You see it, Flora. You are fierce.
Girl, you can expect the same thing from her before. That's why she lost when she went off on. She was battling. What's Majika? What's his name? Fuck. Damn. She was. Who the fuck was that? She was battling. She was. Was that Lil James? I think she was. I think that was Lil. Was that Lil James or? Damn. I think that was Lil James. She was battling. It was when they was battling a Dramatic Team, and she lost, but she was going ham. But, like, she was just spinning. She spent, like, the whole battle, but she lost, like, she got, like, lost. She only had, like, one vote, I think, the whole battle. And the crowd was, like, kind of gagging, but, yeah.
I don't
know. I think that was a little change, I think, she got it. I don't know. I don't remember. Who was the other team? Oh, the Soft and Cut team. That was Naima team. Was that Naima team or Elzon team?
Naima's team.
That was Naima's team. Okay.
Yeah, Naima.
They was cute. I kind of liked them. I liked them. They were all right.
Yeah. She had the most diverse team, per se.
Yeah. So, Kelly, are you going to talk about how Chi-Chi and Punks was mad because I guess Naima didn't pick them to be on her team and they was reading them on the sidelines? Hello, Kelly.
No. What do you mean?
What do I mean?
What do you mean?
You like,
I
like,
also
you
hear
that.
I didn't hear
I
that.
Also,
I didn't see that.
I also hear the Perfect Tense, the Butch Queen Perfect Tense was reading each other in the back talking about who won. And then it was like, girl, you got on makeup.
Oh,
yeah.
Baby, I didn't get that, honey. I was trying to see where they going, honey. I was going to ask them, honey.
Yeah, because they was reading. They was reading over the phone and the sidelines and say they was cutting off.
Who went in what?
They was trying to read
oh,
Miss Jubilee Milan. They was reading Miss Jubilee Milan, and
what
then
her?
They read Miss what's her fucking name? Oh shit! It was another one. What was her fucking name?
Honey, Miss Sang, honey. But you know, we don't get into all the odds.
Marcus, who was that other girl on their team? It was Jubilee, Naima, Elzon. Who was the other one?
Lollipop.
London Ascada.
That's who
Lollipop.
They read. Yeah. That's who she was reading to, her too. They was
baby.
Lighting her up over there.
Oh.
They were talking about ain't nothing soft and cut about her, and about, they were going ham, honey. And then during the battles, honey, I gagged, because you know how the soft and cut girls speak to each other and the dramatic girls speak to each other. So when they battle, even if you're not on the floor and you just, you know, cheering for your girlfriend because they usually stick together, they was going up for the fat girls and going up for the other people. Like, they was paying, like, they so-called girlfriends, like, mooch, honey, the way
fat
Pumps was playing.
The big girls was eating.
The fat girls was turning it out. That's why they was going up for the big girls.
But,
right. They were being entertained.
They was over it. You know it, Kevin. You know it was over it because they went Logan, honey.
Yes, honey. Well, baby. It is what it is, honey. They rad, Johnny. What's up? What's it out?
They wanted to be on the team.
Johnny, they wanted to be on the team.
Did y'all shout out the Butch and Trans Man that won?
Yes, a big shout out to Shady, the legend Shady Prada, and the legendary Monet Miyake Mugler.
Yes.
And so, Rodney, y'all acquired your Prodigy's bag. The trans man that left or supposedly left, they came back.
Well, he Tyreek came back. Yeah.
Oh.
He's been back for a while.
Didn't Gemini come back to your house too, Rodney?
Gemini never left.
He did. Yes, he did.
He didn't.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did, Rodney.
That,
he left for like two or three weeks.
Let me tell you about my house. The picture that was put up by somebody like Nina and Gemini. Like when y'all was on the phone talking about they left and they left. Neither one of them never left the house. They never left the house. But I don't have time to argue about stuff that I know is fiction. But I know they did not leave.
Well, on a side note,
when is Jasmine coming out as a prodigy?
Never. She ain't coming out as a prodigy, I'm Kelly.
Okay.
The beat, she not, because the beat that I get is some of the panel don't see it.
Oh, well, hold on. We got a caller. 347-278, you're live on the air.
No, I was just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening.
Rodney, is that true? That some of the panel kind of don't see it?
Who's the governing panel that would make that decision? Just let me know.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say girl. Rodney, you know who's on the outboard, honey.
I haven't been disclosed to that information yet, but I will. When she makes her debut, I will shout you out.
Well, Jasmine, if you wanna meet the prodigies on the floor,
Marcus,
this one message. Can I spin off on this? Can I use this as my spin off? Can I advertise?
Okay, let me be quiet. Go ahead.
Butch Queen and Drag versus Sim Queen performance at D-Up Clash of the Champions is now $880. We need 12 more people to register on Status Boys to make it $1,000. And Butch Queen and Drag versus Sim Queen Realness is $880 as well. We got a few more weeks, y'all, so let's do this to get these 12 people make these categories $1,000.
And Jasmine,
come out.
And Jasmine, and if you want to go, Jasmine, to us, walk against the prodigy, Jasmine, I'll get you a mega bus ticket.
Wait, but so Rodney, y'all took Mimi as a prodigy, right? She a prodigy, right?
Yes, she is.
Mimi.
Okay,
also,
so y'all telling me that y'all took her to Vogue and then y'all don't take Jasmine?
See, y'all been misinformed. That's why I see all information, all debuts, singles, and albums will be dropping soon.
Is it true that they want Jasmine to walk Realness, but she want to walk both?
No, that wouldn't be the case at all.
Also, Mimi made her debut already. Jasmine just didn't make hers yet.
Thank you, Kelly.
Okay, thank you.
The same is Mimi going to be making a debut somewhere else as a 007. So, okay, let me tell you.
Well, for clarity, I want to go ahead and clear this up right now. The all cash
$1,000 or more categories that D up, there can only be one winner. just for clarity.
So let me ask you a question, Marcus. Let me ask you a question, guys. They started off one way and then it went another way. When you're saying one winner,
how many is going to?
If she goes,
Do the people battle each other instantaneously, or does it narrow down to you battle everybody in other houses, and if you're the only house left, you battle each other? How would that be broken down? Because it was an issue at the last function.
The Lil James aftermath bar.
Never a D-up.
Lil James aftermath bar.
Oh, okay. The way that it will work is because we said that it can only, there's no taking it as a house. You will battle until it comes down to one house, and then that house will only have to battle. However, there is a caveat. It is on the flyer. It is on the flyer. And either way, and let me say the caveat, you cannot pick who you want to win. We're going to vote. So either they're going to, the judges are going to pick. There is no, we're going to let these two people sit it out, because I still believe there's a prestige in saying you're a $1,000 winner. And you,
so
the house
you making,
picking who.
Are you making, can I be deaf, are you making reference to North Carolina, the $1,000
It happened at the Balenciaga. It happened at the Con Ball too, when Harold sent out Magnum over the other guy, over Antoine. So I mean, it happens a lot.
Okay.
I think they should battle, and then you know, if they battle at Rumble Balls, they battle at Kiki Balls. Why not battle for $1,000? Honor to say you won $1,000. That seems more prestigious than a Kiki Ball.
Okay, so do I have you saying that your word that when the house leaders comes up to you at the ball saying, no, my house not going to battle, that you're going to keep the cash, or what's going
to
happen?
I'm going to explain to them what the rule says, and because I don't have the money on me anyway, the university has the money with security, they will only distribute coins, you know, to one person.
Right, after the thing has been done.
Now, if you want to split it with your girlfriend after the fact, go ahead and split it. I don't know how you split a gift card.
Right.
I don't know how you split a Visa gift card, but if that's what you want to do, if you want to go to the currency exchange, cash the gift card in, take that 10% off, and lose 10% and then split it, $1,000, 10% of that is $100. I would just throw her something.
Right. If they want $1,000, one person going to have $500 cash and just say, here's your part and give me the card.
You really think a bitch would do that?
I mean, you know. Or you might have a leader of the organization that might have some coins on them, and they'll give them both the cash and take the gift card from them once they verify the amount is on the card.
Oh, yeah, they can do that, you know.
Yeah.
However, the $1,500 for Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy will be given out in cash. That will be given out in cash. So, but it's still
only
one winner.
You know what's going to be saying if y'all don't finish that category still, or if, like, something
it's the first
category.
It's the first category.
No, I'm
it's
talking about
category.
If the category still go wrong like it was the first time.
Well, if they go wrong, then I'm sorry.
You got to do it again, right?
No, it won't be no doing it again.
Oh, because you said we're going to keep doing it again. This is what you said. You said we're going to do it again and again and again until y'all get it right. That's what you said.
Right. We'll just have it. It won't be for cash. However, I believe someone is going to bring it right this time.
I hope so.
I hope so too. I really do. But some people were close the last time. So yeah, Butch Queen and Drags and Fem Queens, get ready for the performance and for the realness. It's,
who did you think was close last time? Because I don't.
You know
what?
Actually, if I could have taken a little bit of Bootsy's project and maybe mixed a little bit of Xavier's project, I would have been content. I saw where Bootsy was going. He was a little lost, but for the most part, I could see where he photoshopped himself in the pictures. I mean, that showed a little effort. Versus somebody going on Wikipedia and just looking up and talking about what Japan's main food is, sushi or rice. I can read that for myself. You didn't have to go to the country to tell me that.
Some people don't know that, Marcus. You start off small and give them all the information that's needed, period.
You only got three. You have 3 to 5 minutes to make it cute. The difference is what's going to production.
I just hope the party don't have Rodney do their production, though.
Oh, if it did, it would have been grand prize.
No, because your production would be boring, Rodney. No shade.
One out of all the thousands and thousands of dollars.
No, Rodney, I can name a lot of productions that was boring, honey. I can name them.
Okay, I got a few minutes. Give me two.
Okay, give you two. Easy. Okay, the first one, well, one of them was What's the Name Ball when you, Corey, and y'all did this?
What's the Name Ball? It's his ball.
No, not What's the Name Ball. I'm sorry. It was another ball in D.C. where y'all had walked. I'm trying to think what ball that was.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I think that was a Capitol Awards ball, like 2 years ago or something.
The military,
No, y'all had them blue shirts on. Y'all had, like, these blue shirts on or something, and it was, like,
oh,
you.
Oh, it was the James Aftermath.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, y'all was horrible. Yeah, y'all was horrible. And then.
Oh, you talking about when they was doing the ops skip? Yeah, that one was a chop. And then another bad one was when they did this real bad one
at the Aga Ball in Atlanta. This was like in 2006, I think it was, or 7, when they did, when he was a Milan. This one, he was a Milan, and
that one did come across bad.
Horrible.
I'm going to give you that one.
What do y'all think were the best productions that y'all seen? Not like one of them big $5,000 ones, but like, you know, just a regular one.
Best production?
I think when we did Harlem Night in Atlanta.
I'm in charge of the girl. Yeah, that was cute.
I actually like when the Prodigies had, when they first came out at the Ebony Ball years ago, and they did Remnants of the House, this production. I think it was real. It was cute to me. It was like real Banshee Slush, and they was jumping rope like the girls with the film.
The Dice Gang reenacted.
Yeah, like that was, I liked that one. I did. I really liked that one.
Okay, Laura, Rodney, and Marcus. Girl, I don't know who's still in the phone line, but Laura, you can call Marcus phone, and then Marcus can patch all of us in, and we can have this conversation by ourselves.
Oh, okay. How do you know Laura has my phone number?
Bitch, because I know she has your number.
Oh, okay.
I got her number.
I did. Okay. Well, you can call our phones on private, and we can have this conversation by
ourselves. Kelly, since we're talking about numbers, can you give Doctor my number too?
Give Doctor your number for what?
Because I need to talk to him about something.
Well, I'll have your number. You're gonna have to inbox me your number.
Huh?
Would have to,
I totally will. I'll give you my Skype number.
Cool. I need your
Well, y'all
number.
Hang up and call, because we have a lot to discuss.
Okay. I need your main number, and then I'll give it to him. But I want to thank everybody for definitely listening to the show. We'll be back on the air live next week. No, it ain't nothing
Marcus,
going on. It ain't
Marcus,
nothing
Marcus,
going
Marcus,
on.
Marcus,
hold on. Actually, Kelly, there are balls this weekend.
Where?
there's a ball in California. There's a ball in South Carolina.
Okay, well, like I said, we'll be live back on the air in 2 weeks after the Virginia Awards ball, because that's when we'll all be at another ball. Honey, we will not be on the red air next week, baby, because none of us will be at none of those balls to recap, and I'm not going to sit here and just gossip and babble on. So we'll be back on the air live in 2 weeks after the Virginia Awards ball to recap the Virginia Awards ball. I love y'all all for loving me, and have a good night. Laura, call us, and we'll patch everybody in.
Marcus, I'm about to call you. Marcus, I'm about to call you.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, Lord.